Hi, friends. No. Wow. Kind of close there, man.
Speedy.
Yeah.
I'm on top of things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a...
Yeah, great.
Right at the beginning of the show. Yours is way louder than mine.
I don't know why.
Why is that?
I don't.
Like...
No. Yeah, yours is silent as shit. Mine is...
Yeah, yours is like... It sounds like
Satan.
Buffalo are charging mm-hmm. through the mic. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense at all.
They're literally the same microphone. Literally on the same holders. Oh, I know what it is. It's because yours is so much louder than mine.
Why?
Because you like to do the show back here, man.
I like to chill and stuff way back where? Oh. Here. Yeah.
Hey, guys, who am I? I'm Colby.
Yeah, you are. I'm Seth.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm Seth.
That was so loud.
I talk in here really close. So
hey, it says that our latest subscriber is Morris Minor, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I don't remember him subscribing when we were on the air. So thanks for the sub, man.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. That's his 2 months. Either. Also, Gimp Toast is our latest follower.
Sweet.
Is that like lame toast, like a toast that can't walk?
That would be what you would think, but then
is there toast that can walk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The ones that are animated to walk, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Animated toast, like mm-hmm. the ones in the 1950s movies?
Right.
Yeah, if you guys can't tell, we're filling time today, because we have one story. If you joined us on our post-Thanksgiving show, did something just crash out there?
No, it burped.
That's not what I heard. I heard, like, silverware falling.
We're being robbed.
Or just stale toast. Gimp mm-hmm. toast could be stale toast.
What? Why? Gimp does not
well, because
it's stale.
Yeah, but if a gimp is something that's not full, all right, and we take it as toast, like if a toast isn't toasted, it's a gimp toast. But that would be like implying that a human who can't walk isn't fully human. And that's not true. Those people exist.
I mean, technically stale toast is still toast. It's just stale.
Good point. So, it's not untoasted toast.
You're an analogy.
Can toast
failed.
Be untoasted, or does it just
analogy
become bread?
Failed, sir.
If toast, okay.
Is water wet?
I went over this with Unofficial Tony P. I'm not doing it again. Okay. Okay, here's the thing. If toast is not toasted,
mm-hmm.
then it couldn't have been toast in the first place
right.
to be in the sentence as toast.
Because it's bread.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say toast is untoasted, you are technically incorrect. You would have to say bread is untoasted. Toast is toasted.
Yep. You're hurting my brain.
So you're going to toast some bread? You're going to make some toast? Right?
Yep.
And water is not wet.
Oh, God.
But the things water touches is wet. So the ocean is wet. The water in the ocean isn't.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
The ocean is the water that's in the ocean.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I think that's where the confusion comes from, though. Because if you start debating, is water wet? It's like, all right, like the dude, like that video, all right, the video about the water is wet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like looking at the toilet. He's like, the toilet isn't, like, it isn't wet.
The water in the toilet isn't wet.
Right, but
the
toilet
is wet.
So the ocean, where the water is kept, would be wet.
I think that is just, like, you know, the landmass that would be land.
So the earth is wet.
For the water.
So 70% of the earth is wet.
Yes, I would agree with that.
By water.
But the water that is making the earth wet is not wet.
Right, so the ocean is just the part of the earth that is wet.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is filled with water.
Right.
But water itself is not wet.
We agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great 4 minutes filled time there, buddy.
Any other twisters we have? We've only filled 4 minutes. Chat help us.
What do born blind people see when they think in their head?
Did you know Chris told me that blind people can still see light?
I would assume that, yeah.
See, I thought blind people couldn't see.
Well, they can't see.
But if you see light, you can see. Okay, if you close your eyes, all right? I can tell there's a light on over there, okay? But I can see the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I was blind, I wouldn't know if there's a light on or off. Chris is telling me that blind people can see, like, when it's sunny or when it's not sunny. I don't think that's true. Because then they wouldn't be blind. They would be partially blind, but not blind. Like, blind people shouldn't be able to tell when I turn a light on. Like, deaf people can't hear when I snap, you know?
They may hear, like, a sonic boom, though.
Well, they can feel it, but they don't ever hear it. That'd be like the equivalent of a blind man can tell that he's approaching the sun because his skin is flushing off. Like, yeah, okay, but that doesn't mean he can see the sun. Deaf people can't hear vibrations, you know? They just feel them. Right? Blind means I can't see.
Yes, but...
And if you can see any variations,
noticing
you can see.
When there is light and the you know absence of light is that.
But that's 90.
That
that's
seeing?
Like that's like yeah, I think it is.
That's like 1% of seeing.
Yeah,
the other percent.
So they're 99% blind, but they're not 100% blind.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think anything's 100%.
I think what Jesus can do for us is 100% guaranteed at all times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First of all things through Christ.
All things through Christian Channel.
Yeah. Was that what Max says? First things first, all things to Christ are possible. So write that down. Isn't that what he says when It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Sure.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, I filled another 2 minutes. So you got to help?
No.
Oh, by the way, chat earlier, not these fine people in our chat now, but during our podcast, one guy said that in this order, he said, the guy on the right, that's you, needs to speak up. Also, he sucks. I was trying to figure that one out. Like, why would he want you to talk more if you suck?
Great question.
So, does he think you suck because you don't talk more?
No.
I wish they were here so we could ask him.
I think I just suck.
Six minutes down, boys.
It upsets him that I suck and am quiet about sucking, I feel.
Is
like.
That what it is? You think he wants you to talk about to what extent you suck?
No. I just feel like it annoys him that I suck and am quiet, and so he wants me to fix at least one of those things.
Okay. Which one would you focus on fixing first?
Probably the louder one.
Being loud. Oh, so yeah. You don't mind if you suck as long as you're talking?
No, don't give a shit.
That's my motto in life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I killed another minute. Your turn, man. Go.
Play the intro.
No, that doesn't count for your time, Phil.
I will come back with filled time.
Is the suckage independent of volume and frequency of talking?
Independent of volume and frequency of talking?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. Mm-hmm.
It's not correlated. No, it's independently. He sucks and is quiet.
Right.
So
right.
Fix both.
Right.
But I can't.
Right. Also, we both got called old.
Mm.
Yep. And then we also got called faggots with
faggots.
An E.
Oh, French people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell if it was bread or if it was an insult. So they can't use the quote command to call your quotes here. Well, you could add the quote command for Seth and Colby. That would actually be pretty good.
What?
People could add quotes to us.
Mm.
I could do that on the show, kill time.
Do it.
I don't remember what website I used to do it, though.
That's a problem. That is a problem.
Try this here.
Website? There's too many websites for Twitch, man.
Dude, there really is. And, like, people come into,
there's
like...
There's a lot. I don't know where to go.
Like, people come into, like, my chat, and they're like, hey, use this bot. And I'm like, dude, it's too many bots. Yeah, here we go. Here it is. Automatic installation. Here we go. Boom. I found it on the first one, dude.
Boom.
Found it on the first one.
Boom.
Allow. Okay.
Successfully added quote.
Now I got to go and I got to change it to everyone. All right, because it sets it as the default for mods. Okay. Custom. Add quote. All right. User level. Subscriber. No. Everyone. Submit. Okay.
Did it work?
Have at it. I'm adding your first quote from your channel to this bot, so you need to say it on stream.
So then what happens when you submit a quote? Do we see it?
Someone will do exclamation point, add quote,
mm-hmm.
and then type the quote.
Oh, okay.
And then anytime someone types exclamation point, quote,
mm-hmm.
it'll just pull up a random quote.
A random one?
Yeah, so I have like several quotes now in my channel.
Nice.
And Fictional wants me to say one of the most embarrassing ones.
Oh, yeah.
About how I watched Tim the Tap Man playing Uno by myself on my couch, and it was sad and depressing. But I'm not going to say it.
But you just said it.
I kind of said it, but I don't feel like it's as quotable.
Mm.
I don't want people to know how depressing my life is outside of Twitch. All right. I don't want people to know that I turn this off and I go and I sit and do nothing.
And watch more Twitch.
Well, yeah, I watch more Twitch or I play Destiny, which is, might be worse.
Mm, I would agree with both. Both are worse.
There's nothing more depressing than sitting in your couch watching 10 times. Yeah, he added it anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
He just did it. He's not going to say it. I'm going to say it. And you know what? I just read it aloud, so now I just said it.
You also did. Yeah, he did that.
That's rude.
That
but
is
it's what
perfect.
I expect. It's what I expect.
That
I mean, we need
his
it.
Life.
Can actually. We add some Colby quotes in there?
I'm rock hard.
I feel like you also need to like donate. Donate? Annotate?
Annotate, yeah.
That's not right either.
Annotate.
Denote?
Denote.
It might be that denote. Might be denote. Who says the quote? Yeah, see, he did it.
Perfect.
I'm rock hard, Colby. Yeah, denote. Yeah, see? I got it, dude.
What's annotate?
Annotate is like where you add something to an existing thing. So like an annotation is like something
that is added.
Addition. It doesn't change. It doesn't change the thing that's created. It's an additional thing that supplements the thing that's in there. I'm not Webster, dude. Don't ask questions.
You were teaching me some English there, man.
I don't know English. English is barely my first language. My first language is an idiot, and you can write that down.
Yep.
But not in the quotes. That's going in the quotes. That's what I worry about. All right, we're 12 minutes in. You gonna fill some time? Fictional filled time now? I filled time. When are you going to fill some time?
I was going to ask you how your Christmas went, man.
It went great.
It went great?
Yeah, I mean.
What'd you do? What'd you eat?
By asking me to fill this time, though, I will gladly answer your questions. I just want you to know that this is not you filling time.
My Christmas was fantastic.
Okay.
I got ham. And I ate.
Add that quote, please. That's it.
I got presents. You know what else I got? A pair of AirPods.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a ham. I'm still laughing at that joke from 5
Mayonnaise
minutes.
Sandwich.
Have you used the AirPods?
With lots of hum.
With lots of...
Yeah, I used them today when I went to the gym.
Are they better than your old headphones?
They're pretty...
People say they're great, but people say they get lost. That's the
reason
they suck.
Well, I don't get that. How do you lose them?
Drop in the toilet? I don't know.
They don't fall out your ears.
Okay.
So that's not a problem.
You have them with you?
They're in my car.
Oh.
I could run during the intro.
You'd have to really run.
I can run.
All right. Now that's a challenge. Because I kind of want to try them on.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Christmas, we eat lasagna for our Christmas meal.
Lasagna.
We're a family of fat, okay? It's like that's ham ain't not, enough. Let's that, layer it between not, noodles.
Yes.
Cheese
okay.
between noodles.
Uh-huh.
And,
I got
no, you
ham.
Do as many quotes as you want. You got to catch up. We're on episode 48.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you got to catch up. You got. In fact, I you need to go listen to our backlog and add them in free time. but yeah, I had lasagna. I mean,
see what the fuck, lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna's delicious. All right,
not disputing.
I have lasagna 3 times
lasagna,
a year.
Lasagna. It's just not on Christmas.
I have lasagna for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I have lasagna for the 4th of July, and then I have lasagna on my sister's birthday because she requested it as her favorite meal.
Hmm. And this is like home cooked.
Like, yeah, it's my mom's.
Scratch.
Like my grandma made the lasagna, and then when she got too old, my mom started making the lasagna. Mm. At some point, Chris will have to start making the lasagna.
I gotcha.
Or Sarah, my sister.
All right, moving on. You
because she's
going to
be. Let's be honest. My sister's going to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to her house.
Yeah.
First, so she's going to have to make lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll have the nice fancy place.
No one's coming here.
Yeah, you'll still be here.
I might downgrade.
You might downgrade. Twitch needs to pick up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twitch needs to pick up. Get you a studio house.
I'm like, I have an 8-year-old son, so to me, giving is more fun than receiving for her. Like, I just want cash.
Yeah.
Because I have bills.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys know this, but my job is a Twitch streamer. I need money.
Yeah.
So, like, I like watching Chris get gifts. I like watching my son get gifts. Like, my son got an Xbox with Halo. One with Halo. Chris always gets, like, awesome kitchen appliances. We got an Instant Pot. You know what that is, man?
Mm-mm.
It is God's gift to kitchens. All right? It is, like, 16-in-1 pressure cooker, crock pot, steamer. Like, it will cook. Are you ready to have your nips blown off your body?
Yep.
It will cook a full chicken in 10 minutes. Like, you could text me and be like, hey, man, let's have some chicken. Mm-hmm. I could put a whole chicken in there.
You can go get a chicken, slaughter it, clean it.
Or I could have one that I've already bought from the grocery store that I put into the pot.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes. By the time you get in your car and you drive here, rotisserie-style chicken ready for you, man.
That'd be pretty. I'm going to do that now.
Isn't that amazing?
Some chicken.
We also got an air fryer, which is like it fries foods,
yeah,
but with air. So there's no like
oil.
Well, there's very little oil required, but it makes stuff the same way. So like we can have fried chicken, we can have fried donuts, we can have fried shrimp.
Oh shit!
I could put your shoe in there and fry it up if you want. All right, it's amazing.
I would like some fried shoe.
And the Instant Pot is huge. It's like it's no joke. It's like this big. It is massive. You should see it on top of our fridge. It's comically huge.
Yeah.
I can fit a whole chicken in there, man. It's massive. And it is great. And I am so hyped to use my Instant Pot.
Dude. Yeah.
I could talk all day about my Instant Pot. Let me Google my Instant Pot. Look, Instant Pot right there. It's very trendy right now.
You are very overhyped about an Instant Pot, man.
Let's see. I got the 8-quart Instant Pot.
Oh, you know what I got?
8-quart right here.
Yeah, I got a George Foreman grill.
Okay, here it is. Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
You ever used it?
No, I have not yet.
George Foreman grills are pretty legit, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They're pretty great.
It says it cooks chicken twice as fast as if I was doing it in a pan, so, you know.
There you go, man.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, you just close the lid and wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do. Does it really say twice as fast?
Mm-hmm.
That's because it cooks the top and the bottom at the same time.
Yeah.
That's some George Foreman math right there. Like, that's mad that the man who got hit in the head 100 times.
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, that's all it is.
True.
It's like, a pan only has one cooker. You got a flip, which means twice as fast. I bet if you put two pans together, you cook twice as fast. George Foreman. Okay, we're going to get to your monitor. All right, but first we're going to talk about my Instant Pot. Look at this thing. The number one selling multi-cooker combines 7 kitchen appliances in one. A pressure cooker, slow cooker, rice cooker, steamer, saute, yogurt maker, and warmer. It prepares dishes 70% faster. Support your busy lifestyle, which is important to me because I'm very busy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It features 14 smart programs, soup, meat and stew, bean and chili, poultry, a whole chicken. Okay. Saute and simmer rice, multigrain porridge, steam, slow cook, keep warm, yogurt, manual, and pressure cook. Now your favorite dishes are as easy as pressing a button. Dude, Instant Pot.
Instant Pot.
Like, they're sold out right now. You see that? Like, it's in stock January 5th because so many people got the best Christmas present of all. The Instant Pot.
Yeah, if you're looking for some AirPods, they're definitely not there.
No.
They were out of stock.
Are they really?
Yeah, we had to go through like Verizon to get them.
That is disgusting, actually. That is. Okay, this is what Fictional got. He got a 32-inch CF391 curved LED monitor by Samsung.
I'm pretty jealous of that.
I mean, it looks nice, dude, doesn't it? Yeah. Is yours white, Fictional? I don't know how I feel about a white monitor.
Also, what's the deal with the curve?
Dude, like 32 inches. This is 27.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, that's huge.
Right. 32 inches is like another, what?
Mm-hmm.
5 inches?
Yep. Oh, math. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, curved, like, it would...
Cool, because it would, like, mesh with your wall, so you wouldn't really notice, like, the outlines of it
point.
As much.
I mean, this is silver. I don't know. I don't think it's weird that it's white. It's just, it's weird.
It's
George Foreman math. It's weird that it's not black.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's weird about it. Like, I don't think it looks weird. It's just weird that it's not black.
That's a good idea.
Look at that thing, man.
Probably looks like it's just popping out from nothing.
4 millisecond response time, dude. That's pretty nuts.
Huh.
It's eco-friendly.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it reduces screen brightness to save power. Whatever. Pump that thing up. Burn those irises. That's what you want, man. I'm very critical of color grading, web developing, video production, business person. And my checks depend on the quality of my products, which are produced at the right monitors. I am very critical.
Ugh.
Can't read any more of it. But it's 5 stars.
And there is no read more option. What the
Well, there's a read all reviews, so I can do that.
What a dumb website.
So, what is that? That
art piece? What? That's a terabyte hard drive, bro.
I don't know what that is,
bro.
Is that what that is?
Maybe. Or that's a that's
no. I think
computer.
I think that's a computer.
That's a computer. Dude. Somebody's trying to compete with Apple.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. Are we sure that's a computer?
Yeah. It's definitely a computer. It's an i7, 265 gigabyte, 1 terabyte HD drive. Hard drive. Hard disk drive. And no words. Engineer to perform. The innovative design of the Samsung Art PC Pulse allows you to attach and detach more storage whenever you need. This is in the HDD unit, and spin to click and easily add more storage.
That's
a 360-degree omnidirectional speaker unit powered by Harman Kardon pumps out rich surround sound to every corner of your room. You can't have surround sound from a tube. Okay?
You don't know that, man.
I know it.
You don't know that.
I know it. Surround, the definition of surround is surrounded. Around you. All around you.
Yeah, but see, sound,
if it's in your hands, it can't be around you.
That can bounce off walls.
Then this has surround sound if it's loud enough.
No.
You just can't dumb down the definition of words. Because marketing.
Are in one direction. These are in 360 degree directions. So you can bounce them off different places.
I know you agree with me, and for some reason you just want to enrage me.
I do like to troll you sometimes.
By the way, look what Colby got me for Christmas.
That's too big. It's really too big. Yeah.
What is this?
Right.
You see this? This right here? This thing, that's a scourge on humanity.
Fucking people. Screenshot that. Take it down that bottle. And pull it out with your finger. Get out of there. Ah!
Still got him!
It's got bite marks. It's too much fireball? Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Should make one called Nova Bomb. They really should have a better, bigger name for a bottle that size.
Yeah, I call it the alcoholic's bottle.
Yeah.
Someone told me once that you're not an alcoholic until you have bottles with handles.
Yeah.
And because of that, I bought multiple small bottles instead of ones with handles. Costing me a fortune over a time span.
Uh-huh.
At first, it wasn't enough.
You got the taste, and you're like, I can't just have just one, right?
It's so good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, so good.
It smells good, but tastes like Satan.
It's like, I love Fireball. That's my drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why. It tastes like Christmas all year. That's why I like it.
It's too gross.
All right. As much as I hate to, I have now filled, with some help from you and chat.
Uh-huh.
23 minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably could start it.
Yeah, I would say that's typically, we've started it before now.
Yeah, but the thing is that, I've said this before, I feel like everything that happens before the intro doesn't really count as quality entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't feel obligated to entertain before the intro. This part is off
like
the record.
That's just on you, though. Like, I feel like audiences like, just think that this is the show.
Like, that's their problem, all right, number one. Like, okay, you go see a comedian. Let's say you go see Louis C.K.,
uh-huh.
All right? He's probably not relevant anymore because of the whole thing.
Oh,
but
he'll be back.
Let's just say, because I can't think of other comedians, it's Louis C.K.,
mm-hmm.
All right? The person who comes out before Louis C.K., you don't really care about that guy.
Yeah.
Like, he may make you laugh, you know, but you're not going to remember his name or anything about him. You're not going to visit his merch table. Okay, that's what I'm
right.
saying. That's... Before the intro, we're the warm-up performer for ourselves. That's what I'm saying.
It's dumb. That is dumb.
Let Colby choose your streaming schedule based off a vague description of each game on your list. Oh my god, that's kind of brilliant. That would fill some time.
All right, lad, let's do it.
Hold on, I gotta...
Am I still running to my car to grab my headphones or not?
I mean, I'd like to try them on, and we do have one story... But you certainly don't have to.
I'm going
to
do it.
Okay, so we're going to start the intro.
I got to get ready.
Colby's going to... Okay, let me know when you're ready. I'm going to start the intro as soon as you say ready.
Sprinting position.
Okay. All right. Intro starting. Go!
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, mean culture, and weird science.
I'd like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Seth and Colby. Colby, how you feeling over there?
There were people outside, and they staring at me. And
I mean, you did that really fast. I mean, you could have taken an extra 10 seconds, probably.
I sprinted really hard.
It sounds like you did. Yeah, man. I'm very impressed that you made it back, but you did. There's the AirPods. We'll take a look at those in a second. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah.
We are a show all about stuff and things, and we are live twice a week.
Two times.
On Saturdays. Nope.
What the fuck? You screwed this up.
Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time.
There you go.
Both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't watch them live, you can watch the videos on demand at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And if you don't care about seeing our faces, the audio version is available as a podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links at SethandColby.com. You can also support the show, if you feel like it, in a multitude of ways. All right? Number one is to go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and click the follow button. All right?
Ooh.
It is 100% free, and it does help the channel. We are approaching 100 followers on Twitch. Not Twitter yet, but on Twitch, and it's a big deal, all right? So thank you to everyone who follows us. If you want to support us with your money and get a possibility of 3 shows a week, you can do that through a subscribe button. It's $4.99 a month or higher. $4.99 a month is a minimum. You can do that. You get Porg Hype emote, all right? And a giant amazing thank you or yes, soon to be a rock hard will sound, and we will
rock
thank you profusely
hard
during the show. You could also donate money, !donate or !foghorn in the chat. A loud, obnoxious foghorn will go off, startling me into cardiac arrest and making Colby laugh at my imminent demise. We will also stop whatever we're doing and thank you and read your message and name on the show. That's how you can support us. Today we have no topic, so let's fade out the stupid intro.
Why is our music doubled up?
All right, you really want to know why?
Yeah.
Okay, here's why. So
press the button twice?
No. It's like this every episode.
Oh, yeah?
I was hoping no one noticed. Okay.
Well, people noticed.
They noticed. All right, so now the jig is up. What this means, Colby, is that next week we can't mute our microphones during the intro. Because what happens, all right, is we have monitor and output, all right,
mm-hmm,
on our intro. Now it's monitor only. So that means when we play it, okay, it's now just the soundboard. So now, like, chat will confirm, okay, now when I play it, it's no longer doubled. To them right now, it doesn't sound any different to me and you.
Okay.
What it was doing before is OBS was outputting the sound, and we were hearing it through our headphones, so the soundboard was also outputting the sound. There's a millisecond delay between those two.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was quiet enough that people wouldn't care, but apparently our audience is sticklers for perfection. So now we have to leave our microphones on and only do the output through the soundboard. So now when we mute our mics, it's gone. You couldn't hear it. It was gone.
Hmm.
All right. Whereas before, if I did this and we did monitor and output, all right. See, now it's doubled up. Well, now it's over. So now, end of demonstration. But it was doubled up there for a second.
God,
so
why are things complicated?
That means now we're gonna leave our thing up. And that's the thing. See, more noticeable after the sub update. That's because before, All right, we're really gonna get into this. Before we had a new intro, or wait, before our old intro, okay, I edited in to the audio version in post, and to save me time, it's hot.
That fireball's getting to
it's
you.
It's getting me. To save me time, okay, I routed the volume of the intro through our headphones so Colby and I could hear it while it was going. Before, we couldn't hear our own intro. Like, you would see it, and you guys would hear it. It was on output only. Like, for example, okay, I'll give you a go. The starting soon screen, you hear superhero music right now. We do not. There is no superhero music in our headphones right now. Oh, good. The intro started again. That's because I didn't hide it. Hold on. But see, it's not doubled up right now, by the way. It's not doubled up. So the old intro, we did not pipe through our headphones. It was output only, which means that when me and Colby talked over the music and all of that, we were pretend hype. To us, it was just like, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show, episode number 48, December 28th, 2017. And it was like that. And then in post, I would go in and add it in later to the audio podcast version, because the podcast version hears only what is in our headphones. So to save me time, I put it, so now you can hear it, in our headphones. And now it gets picked up in the podcast version. It gets picked up on Twitch. It gets picked up everywhere. But for the comfort of Colby, who is not a professional and throughout the intro of the show, all right, as I'm sure you heard through his heavy breathing when he arrived.
Yep.
Okay, I mute our microphones during the intro. And since it's output and monitor, you could still hear it. The headphones could hear it, but our mics weren't hot to Twitch. Now, they were always hot to our audio recording software, so mm-hmm. Colby had to be quiet anyway. But if, like, for some reason, you know, he decides to scream the N-word in the middle of our intro, I could edit that out in post, and no one would know that he's secretly a racist. Mm. No more. The no jig is more. Up. Now, it's going to be hot mics 24/7.
Great.
Yep. So, the secret racist, he's going to have to deal with it.
Jigs up.
He can't be a secret racist no
can't
more.
Can't hide it any longer.
So, the doubling up is gone, okay? On Sunday's episode, there'll be no more doubling up. Hope you're happy with yourselves.
I understood none of what you said.
I mean, so. I thought that made a lot of sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It should just be able to, like, muting our mics should not have anything to do with the audio track that's playing in the background.
If we muted... It's because the iMac here that's recording the audio mm-hmm. is a direct feed from the soundboard.
Nope.
And Twitch is a direct feed from OBS.
Mm-hmm.
And OBS's audio, this mic auxiliary,
yep.
is what this hears.
Okay.
So every other control, Logitech, which I have muted, the bottom bar, which doesn't have sound, desktop audio, and the intro, all right, they all go to Twitch. Twitch can hear them, but this computer does not.
Mm-hmm.
Because this computer is not Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make more sense?
No.
Okay.
Talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
Next week, shut up during the intro.
Talk to me like I'm 4.
Next week, please be quiet during the intro.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
All right.
Understand.
So there you go. Now you understand the science of Twitch and broadcasting, and it's a pain in the bootay.
Sounds complicated.
But Guy in Blue look like Michael Moore's lesbian sister. I am, like, really, really interested in what Michael Moore's lesbian sister looks like.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
First of all, Michael Moore's rich, all right? So it's better than Annie Milonakis. Okay. Michael Moore's lesbian. I'm Googling
it. He's rich too, right? He's a Twitch streamer now. Wowzers.
All right, when you Google Michael Moore's lesbian sister, all right, Julianne Moore is the first person to come up. So chat. Uh-oh, I hit the wrong button. Chat.
Yep, you're hitting buttons.
There's me.
Looks so much like it's your doppelganger, man.
I don't look like Annie Milonakis anymore, but I did back in the day. Annie Milonakis looks like he's done a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Young Annie Milonakis looks like me. Annie Milonakis looks unhealthy now. Like, I'm honestly a little sad that my doppelganger looks so unhealthy, to be totally honest with you. But, yeah. So, there you go. Michael Moore's lesbian sister.
So random and hurtful.
It's not really that hurtful.
I mean, it's just, well, yeah.
Honestly, being compared to Annie Milonakis is way more hurtful than
really?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that I don't get bothered is because of the Annie Milonakis thing. Because so many people are like, Annie Milonakis! You know, it's just...
So anything else you're okay with, though?
Yeah, that's like oh, literally...
At least
because,
it's not Annie Milonakis.
Right, because that one's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yeah, the lesbian
It's like, I know
thing.
I don't actually look like Michael Moore's lesbian sister.
Also, I don't think he has a lesbian
He definitely
sister,
doesn't have a so. Lesbian sister. But if I did, that'd be better than Annie Milonakis. Mm-hmm. I think that's the problem.
I gotcha.
Because the sense. Annie Milonakis thing used to like really bother me in my teens. But now it's like, why does it matter?
I'm Asian, so...
Yeah, you're Asian, and I'm privileged to be in your presence, mm-hmm. don't forget.
It doesn't matter to me.
So, Senior Froggy, why don't you link a picture of yourself?
Yeah, let's compare.
Yeah, I bet you won't, because your camera won't turn on, because the CIA doesn't want to see your face.
Ooh, yeah, you would be whitelisted immediately.
Blacklisted?
Nope, white. He's white.
Oh, he's 100% white.
Yeah.
Oh. 100%. He's privileged to be in your presence.
He's so privileged.
He's so privileged. So privileged.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but anyway. Okay, AirPods.
In the case smaller than you thought it was?
I don't know. There's literally a charger on the bottom of this, dude. It's like...
Yeah.
You have to charge them in this case?
Yeah.
Okay.
The case itself holds 24 hours of battery.
It's got a green light on it, too.
The headphones hold about 3-hour charge.
You also look like Rob Dyrdek's mother. Do you know this, by the way, before I click this link? Do you know who Rob Dyrdek's, but do I look like her?
No.
All right. A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
In that picture, maybe. Yeah.
It's nice, though, that he also included a picture of himself, like he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to talk.
Yeah. Okay, so AirPods going in the ears. I don't know what I expect. It just dinged at me?
Yeah, it auto-senses when they're in your ear.
Okay.
What song you want to listen to, man?
The Macarena.
The Macarena? You gotta know, because I can't spell
Well, don't ask me what I want to listen to if you're not going to play it, all right? I want to listen to the Macarena.
Macarena. I don't think that's how you spell it. That's not how you spell it. Help me out here, man.
Just play this song. Play that one.
Here you go. Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah.
You know, these would actually be really nice. Like, I could listen to other things while I'm streaming, and no one would ever know. You guys don't know right now that I'm jamming out to whatever this song is.
Home.
You guys don't know.
Machine Gun Kelly. Ex-Ambassadors.
Yeah.
But yeah, take one of them out of your ear.
I can't hear anything you're saying. Oh, did I take one out of my ear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it paused.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty... Does it resume?
I don't think so.
It does. It just did. The future, man!
Double tap this one.
Paused. Oh, next song.
This
Why
one pauses.
It's thunder right now. It's thunder and rain. That's what I'm hearing.
What? See my tears.
Okay.
Machine gun. You just picked a random machine gun.
Now what? Now what? Now what do I do?
If you tap the other ear, it's play and pause. Double tap.
So it's a little different than the other one where, like, single tap would be play, double tap is...
Right, I think it only recognizes double play, but you could tell it what to be. You could tell it, like, previous song, you could tell it next song, you could tell it to play.
So you could have, like, previous be your right ear and next be your left?
Right, so I got play and pause
I know my
on
ears.
My left, and then skip next track on my right.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I think they're pretty, pretty swifty nifty.
How much were these? Like, 250?
171.
170?
Yeah.
I mean, that's comparable to a nice pair of wireless headphones, right?
Oh, yeah. I would say nice.
But, yeah, they're weighty.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They're weighty. Rob Dyrdek looks like Summit. Eh. He's a little too old. A little too old.
Summit.
Oh, yeah. Colby. Colby doesn't know who Summit is.
I'm out of the loop of people and things. He looks like Summit went outside.
Summit went out. Oh my god! You know what? That photo, I didn't really know. You're right. He looks like Summit in this. You're right, dude. Are you that guy from that old viral video?
If you say Numa Numa or the fucking Star Wars kid,
oh my god, he's gonna get instant banned because I don't have time for bad trolls. All right, I like trolling's fine. I'll play with you, but if your trolls suck, you're banned. Let's click it. He didn't have time to hear that warning either before he linked it.
That's true.
Oh, okay. I clicked our own subscribe link. Lol. He's insta-banned then. I clicked it again. Quit chatting right now, guys. Yep. Star Wars kid. Yep. Sorry, dude. Get good. Thanks for being a good sport.
Nope. Now you're conflicted.
No, I'm not conflicted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not conflicted. Like, saying thanks after being a bad troll, it doesn't make you a good troll.
Yeah, that's a...
Like, if you were a good troll and then you apologize, be like, hey, maybe we could be friends, but I can't be friends with a bad troll. Like, that's part of the reason I can't be trolled. Colby has hurt me in ways that cannot be stated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't hurt me more than Colby has. I got divorced, all right? Come at me. Try getting divorced. I'll tell you one thing. Being in a divorced dad who moves away with a one-year-old son who lives 3 hours away is way harder than being called Rob Deard ex-mom. Okay?
You've been through the war.
Life experience, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't tell a guy who got his leg blown off in Vietnam that he looks like Rob Deard ex-mom and he's going to start sobbing about it. That's all I'm saying. He doesn't care.
He's gonna knife you in the fucking throat. That's what he's going to do.
He's going to knife your throat. Mm-hmm. And banning someone from the room is the equivalent of knifing someone in the throat.
He's dead to us, so that works.
Yeah, so that's how it worked.
But yeah, man, those ear pods are pretty fucking
sweet. Yeah, they are nice. I really like them, dude. Mm-hmm. I really like them. I'm kind of jealous that you own them, to be honest. I don't have any need for headphones. Like, okay. Have you always had wireless headphones? Because I'm about to tell a relatable, and I want to make sure you can relate to it.
I've had wireless headphones for the gym for the last two
years. Like, when you're driving to work and stuff, though, wired or unwired?
I have Bluetooth in my car. At work, wired.
See, that, what he said right there, hurt me more than the Rob Deere ex-mom thing.
It's a great...
I have a cassette deck in my car.
I was getting a new car. I was like, it's got to have Bluetooth, man. The cassette thing's not bad. You just plug it in. You can get the cassette to wire.
They don't even sell those anymore, man.
You can find them.
They don't sell them anymore.
And they are 1,000% better than tuning it to, like, 88.1.
My cassette deck is so... Like, cassette decks now are so old that hipster bands are making cassettes again.
Yeah. That is kind of sad.
That's like... It's like they're the new record.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I have a vinyl record player in my car.
I don't know why CDs are so uncool. Nobody plays CDs anymore.
I don't know either.
I would just think it's the art piece of having the actual.
It doesn't really.
Thing
well, that's why vinyls are so cool, because you get the foot by foot art. Yeah, you know, you get the square foot of art.
See, well, like, YouTube's hooking you up, man.
Yeah, the cassette adapter right there. How much is this thing? Is it even in stock?
No, it's $650. It's the cheapest fucking thing. There's one at Walmart. I guarantee it.
$650. Yeah, that's
guarantee
not bad.
It. CD scratches.
Oh, like vinyl doesn't.
Yeah, you could, like, break a vinyl.
Like, cassette, if you leave it on your dashboard, it doesn't melt.
You can also just, unravel like crazy.
Like, hipsters, to me...
Yeah, it's a hip thing.
It doesn't make sense to me, because hipsters also love lossless audio. Like, uncompressed, lossless audio.
Mm-hmm.
And CDs are the only format where you hear lossless audio.
Right.
They are Tidal. Those are the only places where you hear uncompressed audio. And, like, hipsters are the only people who really care about that.
Hmm.
It's, like, hipsters and Rick Rubin.
I think that's a small, like, very small portion of hipsters.
But you're saying that, like, oh, really?
You got the hipster posers out there, man.
Yeah, that's you, man.
Those are everyone. Yeah. I'm actually a hipster.
Yeah, you're so much a hipster, you don't say you're a hipster.
You've proven it to me that I am,
you're
even
like
though
the
proto-hipster,
because you're not a hipster, but you are a hipster.
But, yes, there are ones that would gladly be like, yeah, I'm a hipster. And then embrace it, and then those are the posers you got to watch out for.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And got to
watch
ones,
out for the posing hipsters.
They're like
this
uncompressed
is the most,
audio.
This is the most
the
hipster thing he's ever said, by the way.
Shut up. I'll stab you.
But yeah, man. I got a cassette. Anyway, my relatable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Big winter coat time of year right now, all right? My cords always get caught in the collar of my coat and rip them out of my ear. Like, if I turn left to look at oncoming traffic, out of my ear.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, these were definitely
kills me.
The first where they're separated.
Right.
I've always had a cord, but it just goes around the back.
I feel like I'd lose
it's
them
really,
really fast.
I would think so if you're using them all the time.
But then again, I still have this laying around the house, and how have I not lost this?
Oh, yeah. There's individual ones on fucking Craigslist now, the left or the right.
AirPods?
Mm-hmm. So you can.
Oh, because someone lost the other one.
I just don't get how you lose them.
Do they pair together? Like, if you lose the left, could you buy a left off Craigslist and they work? Like,
yeah, because it's all based on the case.
Okay, so you pair the case.
Yet I don't have to have the case with me when I use the headphones, because I left the case in the car when I went to the gym.
So you probably pair the case, but then the case pairs the two headphones together, and then the headphones just remember.
So there's a lot more...
That's a lot of technology, man.
A lot more tech. I also don't know why it's got this like little reflectiveness in the back. Oh, that's the latch.
Like, Tim Cook this year got a $170 million bonus, just so you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's also required for security reasons to take the Apple private jet for all travel, personal and private, for safety concerns. Must be hard.
What a life.
Yep.
What a life.
That's a problem, man. Oh, babe, I wish I could take you to Hawaii, but we got to take the private jet. We can't cruise down the coast. Sorry.
It's a security risk.
You can't cruise, by the way, to Hawaii. I just went. You have to take a plane. Like, I should have been, like, the coastal highway or something.
You really can't cruise to Hawaii?
No, like, I meant, like, cruise in your car.
Oh, I thought you meant...
I mean, like, you could take a boat cruise. And literally
you
cruise,
you didn't even have to say anything. You said cruise. Boats.
I was emoting with my body driving a car.
That's also driving a fucking boat.
No one drives their own cruise boat.
Well... shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up.
You could have been fine,
shut up, you
but
idiot.
You ruined your own shit.
Okay. Oh, God. All right. You want to talk about our one story?
Like, I don't know if I would use these at work.
Guess not. Okay.
You know?
Why not?
Because I wouldn't trust them to last, or I would lose them.
You wouldn't trust them to last?
Yeah, they only got 3-hour charge. I'm listening to music all damn day.
Oh, and you can't charge them while you're...
No, because I have to go in the case to charge.
3 hours?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but then you put them in here, and then I think it said like 10 to 15 minutes for a full charge on the actual headphones from the case, because the case has a little battery in it, too.
Okay.
So. That would be my issue.
That sucks, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's barely a flight.
Mm-hmm. But you can just put it back and then bring it out.
Yeah, then just listen to... For 15 minutes? That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I like the wireless shit. I just hate the fact that you need to recharge it.
There needs to be better batteries,
yes,
right? Like, we live
really
in 2017.
Does.
Why are there better batteries? Like, why can I tap my ear to pause a song magically through without wires to my phone, but I can't have a battery that lasts more than 3 hours?
Right. I don't get it.
Put a solar panel on them or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Why not? Burn your ear?
No. Would it?
I hate wireless stuff. Sort of.
Yeah.
Is that something you said, or
way.
is that Dew saying
I
that?
I said this because of I read that.
By the way, Dew is as I see things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Who we called Dwood, but that wasn't correct. Then he changed his name to as I... No, he changed his name before as I see things again.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what that middle one was. He didn't have very long. And then he changed it as I see things.
Yeah.
Then now he is DewTube.
DewTube.
Which triggers me a little bit because I think of Duo every time I see Dew.
Yeah.
And that hurts me. Not because it's similar. It hurts me because I have to think about that terrible name of Duo every time. I just see OH at the end of it. My God. Flashbacks.
Yep.
Flashbacks to that terrible name, even though we're still on their network.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah. By the way, no, you don't have to be sorry. It's nothing against you. I'm just saying it triggers me. It's a personal problem, okay? I don't make my triggers your problem. It's my problem. I gotta
it's
deal
just
with
a
it.
Random coincidence.
Like, does it trigger you?
I mean, I was thinking DuoTube for the longest time, but
that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I forgot. That's what it is.
Right.
DuoTube was our YouTube for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of our episodes are at.
That's well, not anymore. It's YouTube.com/Duo now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it has been for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks for noticing.
Didn't give two shits.
But yeah, back in the day, it was DuoTube.
I got
it. Is that what you made the Man of the Monocle for?
Yes.
I kind of feel like it was, right? Our YouTube back in the day?
Oh, no.
Maybe it was for a mobile version of our site?
Yeah.
We were like one of the first websites to do like full mobile.
It was
Remember
a really
that?
Dumb decision because I was like, what you want an image here? And then you were like, can you put like a monocle and a top hat on the Duo logo?
Why did I say that?
I don't remember. It was random and just off the top of your head and you were like, yeah, let's do it.
Are you sure I said it like that and not just like, I don't care, man, just throw the Duo logo and put him in a top hat and a monocle? And
I mean,
then you're just like, I'm going to do that?
Yeah, that might have been how it came out.
Because I feel like that's how
that's
more
a,
of our conversations go.
That's a great
go.
Idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
I don't feel like you said great idea. I feel like in your fashion, you're like, I'm just going to do that then.
And then you just did that.
I probably did it because I thought it was a great idea.
Okay.
Because it was. That was a great looking logo.
It was all right idea. Let's not go crazy. But yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about her story.
Okay, let's talk about her one story.
Uh-huh.
Snapchat stories may soon be shared online like embedded tweets. Snap is reportedly working on a new Snapchat feature that will let users share stories outside of the mobile app. Why am I reading it like a news broadcaster? Snapchat is reportedly working on a new Snapchat feature that will let users share stories outside of the mobile app in an effort to boost Snapchat's presence in the social media space. More from The Verge. Called Stories Everywhere, the feature should see Snapchat's premium video and editorial content appear on the news sites and elsewhere online. The move aims to bring greater visibility to the brand in the face of increasing competition from the likes of Facebook and Instagram. Now I sound like Barack Obama. Live streaming news network Cheddar reports that former Storyful CEO
take more pauses.
And News Corp executive Rahul Chopra is leading the Stories Everywhere project. Chopra's job is to attract more active users to the social platform, similar to how in 2011 Twitter began letting people embed tweets off platform for the first time, for example. The strategy comes at the end of a bad year for Snap, which saw third quarter revenue fall after its March initial public offering failed to excite investors, many of which struggled to understand how the app works. In response, the company earlier this month released a redesigned Snapchat app that aims to offer a more personalized user experience that's easier to navigate, especially for the new users, and a brand with friends and content kept separate. I'm Barack Obama, and this is your weekly news. Unique New York.
Yep.
And I approve this message. What do you think, man? Embedded Snapchat stories?
Yeah. I'm down. Sounds good.
I mean, why not, right?
Right.
You don't use Snapchat still, right?
No, but everyone I hang out with does. Yeah. And, like, to remember the nights I have after browning out.
Hipster.
Yeah.
Yep.
I go back and look at their stories.
Uh-huh.
And kind of
that's how I keep up with what you're doing. I just see. You know how I know.
But then, next day, they're gone.
You know how,
never to be seen again.
Like, you know how, like, trackers, all right? Like, animal trackers, they're like, ooh, this feces points to a wolf colony nearby.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I see an official Tony P Snapchat story, and I see a Miller Lite bottle on a desk, I'm like, there's a wild Colby in here. And, like, I don't even have to see Colby to know he's there.
Yeah.
Because he's the only dude who drinks Miller Lite.
Yep.
Hipster.
How is that hipster?
Because Miller Lite, to me, is like, you need a twirly mustache and a beard with flowers in it, and that's, it's like, it's, Miller Lite's a new Pabst Blue Ribbon. Correct me if I'm wrong, chat, but I think they will agree.
I've never heard anything of the sort.
You don't need to hear anything of the sort because you're a trend-setting hipster.
Drink PBR? I don't know.
I think Miller's... It just said it. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ah.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
That's Colby. See, I'm a redneck.
Colby is a hipster who doesn't know he's a hipster.
I'm a hipster.
That's what
redneck.
I mean.
Redneck. That's what I am. I am...
Like, he's not trying to be a hipster. He just... Like, hipsters are trying to be Colby. Colby's just trying to not be in the
I'm
world.
Ahead of the curve,
Colby
man.
Is trying to make no decisions, like as minimal decisions as possible about his life.
Yep.
And he's trying to have as minimal social action as he can, but still have sex with people occasionally.
Yep.
And he's trying to drink his beer. That's all he's trying to do with his life. And that is literally what hipsters try to do, but Colby's just being Colby. Hipsters aspire to be you.
Phases of things, man. I am the culture.
Yeah.
Everything I get into, the people follow.
I agree, and everything you buy is replaced the next day. Pay attention, there will be new AirPods the next month.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee it.
I would shit a brick. I would throw them at the wall.
It's going to happen. Everything you get gets replaced.
There's no way.
There's
They're brand new.
They're not that new.
They were sold out everywhere.
Exactly. Apple's done.
Done,
you don't think a company that makes iPhones can make enough AirPods for people? It's because they want to get rid of their stock because they're going to bring in a new AirPod. It's the AirPod 2, now with 4 hours of battery life.
I'm going to stab
you. That's what's going to happen, man. You watch for it. Chat, remind us, because we'll both forget.
I'm going to stab you.
But it's
going to
happen. It's going to happen,
you're
chat.
You're going to be stabbed. That's why I don't buy things.
That's because you know I'm right.
I don't buy things anymore. I don't want that shit to happen.
Miller Lite never going to go out of style, man.
Right.
Don't need to worry about it. It'll
also
never change.
It just keeps getting replaced anyway. It's just over and over
Miller?
Again. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
I run out.
Well, yeah, but you buy the exact same Miller.
Yeah.
It's never different.
But it runs out compared to, you know, I mean, these headphones.
Well, the battery runs out. You got to recharge. Well, just think of, like, recharging your Miller supply by going to the alcohol store. I couldn't think of the word liquor.
The alcohol store.
Couldn't think of the word liquor.
The alcohol
store. The beer place.
Take me to that dear alcohol store.
The place where you buy beer. So do you think that Snapchat will let your stories last longer than 24 hours if they're embedded on a site?
It would have to.
It would have to, right? Because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
So chat, what I'm saying here, all right? Because unofficial Tony P snaps are open to everyone, all right? Because he thinks he's the big deal, all right? And he wants people, and people want to know about him, all right? Mm. I'm going to make whereiscolby.com. And I'm just going to post unofficial Tony. Anytime I see a wild Miller Lite in out in the public, and I know Colby's there, I'm going to post it to the Snapchat. And then every morning on stream, we can go like check and see if Colby's out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And we can flag the best Colby
question
memories.
Is it, you know, a weekend or am I on vacation? Either one of those are the case, I'm out. Getting drunk.
Oh, right.
So.
Right.
That's a little easier than making a website and scrolling through Snapchat.
That's a good point, but I do feel like for the lulz. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a community aspect for my personal channel.
Oh, I got you.
Like, okay. We can get together in the morning. I can, you know, talk about what games we're going to play today. Mm-hmm. We can also check and see what Colby's adventures were last night. Check whereiscolby.com. Oh, look, his Snapchat story.
Mm-hmm.
Just 50 seconds of your feet, you know, by a table with a Miller Lite on it. That's what I see.
Yep.
Because Pinella never focuses on you. Ever.
No, he took a video of me taking a Jell-O shot, really, really.
That was a really bad Jell-O shot, by the way.
What?
You did not take that.
Well, that was fucking 10 Jell-O shots deep.
Sure.
So I was taking my fucking time.
Like, didn't it just say pussy across the bottom of it?
Such an asshole.
Well, like, you took a Jell-O shot and you laid it down and it looked like someone had stuck their pinky into a Jell-O shot. And that's like what you put back down after you drank it.
I picked it up not 5 seconds later and finished it.
Sure you did. There's no proof of that.
There isn't, and he fucked me that way.
I can decide if I'm going to play Destiny or Overwatch on my variety stream, and we can look and see if Colby's doing Jell-O shots. Be great.
I'm going to just...
All right, guys, so here's the deal.
Set you on fire.
DuTube thought of this, okay? Colby, there are 3 games I need to play.
Uh-huh.
4. I'm going to throw 4 in there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to name the games and see if you know anything about them to begin with.
Okay.
Okay. Number 1's Warframe. Know anything about it?
No.
Okay. I like how you paused. I don't know why. Like, I appreciate you thinking before you answered, which is what you did, but for some reason, there's a dramatic pause and it made me laugh. Number 2.
Uh-huh.
Red Dead Redemption.
I know that one.
Do you know what it is or what it's about?
Cowboys.
Okay. Okay.
Wild West, and it's made by Rockstar.
There you go. Okay, that's pretty much all I know about it as well. Okay. Number 3, Dark Souls 3.
Dark Souls. It's hard.
Okay,
you die a lot.
That's about what I knew of it as well.
Zero
deaths. Did you know that because you watched my YouTube video, or did you know that before the YouTube video?
I knew that before the YouTube video because of PewDiePie.
PewDiePie! Yeah. Okay. Number 4, The Division.
That is Tom Clancy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know anything else about it?
I heard it was supposed to come out like 3 years ago.
It did. It came out, I think, 2 years ago.
It was supposed to come out like 4 years before that.
Okay.
I remember watching a trailer for it.
Okay.
I was in high school. It was like, damn.
Really?
No, I have no idea. I just know that it was postponed a couple of years. That's all I know.
I watched it when I was a babe.
There was also a whole bunch of short films on YouTube about it by some of my favorite CGI people on YouTube, and it was pretty cool.
Okay.
I don't really know the plot, but it's like a dystopian future where you go around the cities and shoot people.
So, I've already told Chad I'm going to play Red Dead Redemption because I've never played it. Like, what you said about it, cowboys made by the Grand Theft Auto people,
right.
That's all I know about it.
Yeah.
But I know it's supposed to be amazing and good.
Uh-huh.
And Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out, and everyone's nips are getting blasted off by that prospect. And so I want to know what that one's about when it comes out.
I feel like the map on the second one's about to be huge as shit.
Oh, I would imagine
Open
so.
World, huge-ass map.
I imagine so. I imagine that is
crazy.
True. So I'm going to play that one for sure. I've pegged Tuesday to start that.
Okay.
I have tomorrow, and I have Monday to fill. Okay? With the other 3 games. Now, Dark Souls 3, you've seen the YouTube video.
That one's a long one.
It is, but according to chat, I am 70% done with it.
Oh, yeah.
So I could boot it back up and finish technically.
Did you give up because it was too hard?
No, I gave up because I didn't know where to go, and no one in chat knew where to go either, because there's one guy who came into my chat when I was playing Dark Souls 3 days in a row, never followed the channel, but helped me with Dark Souls.
Mm. And then he just didn't show up again?
Well, yeah, so I'm not playing Dark Souls.
I thought you were trying to figure it out.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't there that one day I played it. Like, me and Fictional Matter, we, like, figured it out ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, we're big boys. Yeah. We figured it out. And then I ran back up. I was like, I have no idea where to go next. And I gave up. And the guy said, you know that thing where you did that thing? It's right in there. And I'm like, don't remember that, even though it happened yesterday.
That thing and that thing, yeah.
And now it's been weeks. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last time I played it was over a week ago, at least, I would say. Gotcha. So I'm probably even worse at it now. So yeah. I told chat today when I logged off, 3% chance of me finishing Dark Souls. But I'm so close to the end, I kind of want to finish it.
70%, I feel like, is like not, it's still going to be a long 30%.
There's also this thing, dude, where like people told me that Dark Souls 3 has multiple endings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
There's no plot in that game.
No.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how I can have
souls, man.
I don't know how I could have an ending. Yeah, but I collect those souls and then I give them to this decrepit old lady who sits in a swamp underground, and she just gives me other things for them.
Yeah.
They're essentially gold. Right. I don't know why I'm collecting souls. I don't know anything about this game. I don't know who I am, why I'm doing the things I'm doing, why everyone is mean. I don't know.
Multiple
endings? Like, what's one ending? You die, and then the next one you die again, and then the third one you die even more? Like, I don't know how it could end. The ending is touching the darkness inside that woman at Firelink. See, I feel like that's not true, because that woman always asked me to touch the darkness within her, and I refuse to do it, because that is an unwanted advance. And she needs to learn her place, and that is not appropriate at work, all right?
Touch the darkness, baby.
She's like, reach in and touch the darkness.
That darkness.
I can't jump past X faster to stop that dialogue from happening. This rant said this great, follow our shots and more rants. It's not really a rant. This is how I feel about Dark Souls 3.
Well, yeah, whenever
there's no plot!
Whenever you get passionate about something that you feel stupid, you go on a rant. That's just you.
So people tell me there's endings.
Like, touch the darkness, man. Touch the darkness.
I was thinking about this today while I was driving, because I'm like, what should I play tomorrow? I'm like, maybe Dark Souls. And I'm like, because people say there's a multiple endings.
Maybe Tetris.
And then I remember, I don't know anything about the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the game is kill the man so you get to the boss.
The darkness is warm.
And then you kill more mans until you get to another boss. And then you kill more mans until you get to the boss. Like, the game is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's challenging. And the enemies, like the creatures and stuff, look awesome. All right, they're sweet. And when you beat dudes, like, you feel like a god.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't have any idea why I'm killing the men or why the men want to kill me.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea about any of that. So,
you should look up the lore for it, since you're in the loriness.
Dude, don't even start with these Dark Souls people. Okay, no offense to all you Dark Souls people, because I know a few of you in chat are Dark Souls people. All right? That lore is crazy. All right? And these people are crazy about it. It must be good.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't get lost in it.
No.
Because the game's too hard. I'm bad. I'm bad at games. And if I can't beat the game, I don't want to know about the lore.
You can beat it. You're so close.
Why doesn't it have lore in the game? Why don't they say your name's Bill and you're here to kill this guy because he wronged your mother?
Haven't you ever heard show rather than tell, man?
It's easier to follow the story in Dark Souls 1. At least that was my experience. And see, that's what all these people say. Like, we'll play the first one. It's hard! Dark Souls 3 is the easiest one! The games get easier as they progress. They want me to go back to Dark Souls 1, and I know what they're all doing. It's because they want my death counter to be 6,498 because they want me to snap on live Twitch television.
Oh. Oh, fuck. What's that one game? Hold on. I got a game for you to play, actually.
Is it going
to
be Cuphead?
Oh, no, but it's worse.
Is it the one where the man's in the cauldron climbing the mountain?
Yes.
I'm not doing that one. I'm not playing that.
Play it.
I'm not playing the game.
I would watch that shit
for getting
days.
Over it, and I'm not playing getting over it, all right?
It's so funny.
You don't even sub to my channel. You can't tell me what to do.
I don't sub to any Twitch channel.
I'm not playing. Look at chat. They know.
Yep.
That's because they're all doing this.
It's,
he should.
Oh, please fucking play it. That would be the best thing ever.
No. Uh-huh. It's not going to happen. No.
You want followers? You want subscribers?
No. Not that bad.
Yes, you do.
If I wanted that bad,
I want you to have a fucking heart attack playing that game from the stress level you get.
Dude, you know me. I die. I literally would die.
You wouldn't die.
I would make it halfway up the first mountain.
Have 911 on fucking speed dial and get to it, man.
I don't have insurance.
I'm telling you. Find a hooker.
How about this? How about this, chat? Compromise, okay? And watch how quickly he'll turn this down. Are you ready? Let's do it on a Saturday night on this channel. Me and you both play it.
How do we both play it?
I gotta take turns. You take turn.
Oh, God.
See? You don't want to do it. I got him, though.
I'll do it.
you got to buy it, though, because I'm poor.
You have to buy it?
I don't think it's free.
It's got
I think
free,
it's in the Humble
right?
Bundle.
Humble Bundle? What?
Yeah.
What?
I think it's only in the Humble Bundle.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a bundle of
games. Just Google.
Of games.
Have internet. That's Google right there. Just
Cuphead is co-op. There we go.
Oh, God.
It's like $6. See? Getting over
Steam.
It.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, look at these people playing it on Twitch right now.
Nah, see, I want you to play it, though. See, I want to see your rage.
Look at this dude.
My rage would be... I give up. See, look how skilled he is, though.
Yeah, this is someone who's speedrunning it.
Dude, he is skillful.
We wouldn't even make it this far.
He's done, too. This is the end. Really? 2 fucking minutes?
Wasn't good enough.
Hey, hunch.
Okay, here we go, dude.
What?
Okay. Here we go, dude. I'm going to show you where I would stop.
Yeah.
That part we could probably figure out. All right, probably do this part. Stop right there. That's where I'd quit. I quit right there at the house. A game made for a certain kind of person to hurt them. Yeah, look at this.
Oh my God, this guy is skillful. This makes me just think PewDiePie was being a dumbass.
No, we're just bad. We're bad at games.
No, this guy is so good.
Well, yeah.
This is the best thing I've ever seen. It's like miracles happening.
Colby right now is discovering the miracle of Twitch.
Oh my God.
When he's seeing, he's like, wait, people play games on here?
And people are good at games?
Is what he gets from only watching my channel.
Holy shit.
Dude, come on.
Yep, that was a little...
See, he's mad. This man, who is even a minute in yet, and has made it to a place we would never see, is mad.
Oh, shit. I mean, yeah.
There's a panther head. You know how mad... I get mad just seeing that panther head in his way.
This is a bad video to watch, because, yeah, this dude is way too good at this game.
Well, let's support a small streamer.
That dude is too good.
Let's see, who has 0 viewers? Should we click on the guy who's wearing a lion outfit?
Llama? He looks like a llama.
Here, this dude. Let's click him. Oh, he's right at the start, too. This is perfect. It's perfect. All right. Relaxing Rage Free Stream is the guy's title.
this
is the struggle,
this is
right?
Us. Yeah, this is how we do the game.
He went backwards. Oh, God.
He's like, dude, I got one fucking...
Guys, is this what Twitch is like when you're a small streamer? The guy's not talking, right?
Yeah, you were a small streamer at one point in time, and you still were talking like crazy.
Well, I still am a small streamer, all right? Let's not go crazy.
It's being about... It's being entertaining, and this guy's just like, I'm going to play games and just literally have a camera on. I thought quicker might be better. Like, if you know the skill, because that dude just ran through levels.
I see. Interesting. All right, one sec.
He's from Australia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
this is Twitch, yeah.
I guess this is what happened. I don't watch a lot of... Oh, he must have just went live. Because his wise bot says, live online, are they getting over it? Uptime. Yeah. Should we tell him we're here? I can't think of a way to tell him we're watching him. Like, right now, he has, what, 10 viewers, not one?
Yeah.
Also, this dude who talks. Like, have you watched playthroughs of this and seen this dude talk?
I would drive to his house, and I would murder
him.
This man.
Yeah.
Like, I hope his address is unlisted. Look at this guy. Like, this guy is better probably than me.
Dude, that game.
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. I am literally triggered by how silent the man is. Like, I need to fill his time for him. Do your gerb. Did we just hear a truck drive by his house? Yeah. Close your window, man. You're streaming. I'll save your progress always.
Even your I just keep hearing traffic. That's all I hear is traffic.
It's hard to chat during a hard game.
Nah. He not if you're good at chatting.
I love the animation. Oh my god, dude. I mean, we could do a Seth and Colby game night where we just lulled and just played hard games, dude.
Yeah, I get the concentrating. He fucked up. I get concentrating, but I also get yelly when things don't go correct. That's why I stopped playing video games. And they're often too
rough. Because of the rage issues?
Oh, the rage, man.
Yeah, we're going to watch this guy play all day, so we can't do that. So, but yeah, no. Not playing that. Cuphead. We could definitely do a Cuphead co-op stream, dude.
Yeah.
We could do it. I got an Xbox now.
Oh, yeah.
Just go rent it. We could play it.
Mm. That'd be the first video game I've played in years.
That's not true.
In years.
You've played zombies.
In years.
You literally owned Guitar Hero this time last year.
In years.
You can't just say in years over and over again.
You can't tell me what to say. Regardless of if it's true or not.
Bitch. You win this round, sir.
Years.
I can't make you admit it. I don't think you can rent it. Not sure if they made it physical. What? No, there's a physical version.
There is now, yeah, for sure.
I could definitely go rent big. It. I'm fairly certain. I'm fairly certain
I've seen a picture
it.
Of the case.
Yeah, see? Colby's seen a picture of the case, so get good.
Bam.
I've seen a picture of the case.
Yeah, that means it's rentable. Not,
Colby can buy
it. It's a hard copy.
It's not that expensive, probably.
It probably is.
No.
Now?
I doubt it.
Now it is?
No.
It's like $60 game, no. Man.
Could definitely. Would you guys come watch on like a Saturday night if Colby played Cuphead? Or we could do it on a Sunday after the show.
Yeah.
But we can't get drunk. Like, the point is we should get drunk.
I can get drunk any goddamn time. What are you talking about?
Sorry, I thought because you'd have to work on Monday, you wouldn't want to get blotted on the middle of Sunday. As we drink every Thursday night. All right. Well, okay. Well, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, my schedule.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I was getting thinking about it. Playing Warframe tomorrow.
Getting over it.
Because Warframe is supposed to be...
Getting over it.
Like, the people who don't like Destiny anymore, go and play Warframe. Apparently, it is everything Destiny is not. It's a shooter with lots of loot, lots of grind. That's about all I know of it. That said, it's not truly a physical release like you expect. True there. Packaging. Oh, there's packaging, but when you look inside, you won't find a disc of the game on it. Instead, it comes with a download code for the game. I mean, it's pretty much the equivalent of a digital version. Wow. They're just boning people without internet access.
That's crazy.
How can a game that looks like 1934 only be digital? It should come on a cassette.
It should. Cartridge.
Like Yooka-Laylee? Yooka-Laylee comes in a Nintendo 64 box if you want it.
Yeah.
Because that's the point. It's supposed to be a throwback. Here's a kid with a piece of paper. Here's your $30 piece of paper. Slap you in the face. I don't know why that enrages me so much, but for some reason that enrages me.
Yeah, you want the fucking hard copy. You don't want to lose it because you don't have internet access.
Right. Well, I think about people like my brother who live in the boonies, and like he hunted all day today for Horizon Zero Dawn Complete because he didn't know if it had a physical version. He had to go to another Best Buy. You can't. He had to drive. It's horrible. But like he couldn't download it because it would take him 4 days to download that game.
Oh, yeah.
So he has to get the digital version.
Net neutrality, man. It's repealed. We can see more.
The fast lanes. Yeah, for sure, dude.
No competition in the marketplace, man.
Yeah, did you know
better options for the consumers?
A lot of municipalities are going to start doing internet as a utility.
Yeah.
A lot of more progressive
states
like Boulder, I think it's one of them, or one of the cities around Boulder or something is going to do municipal internet, where like the city is going to provide it.
That's crazy.
I mean, you still have to pay for it, like water, electricity, or any of that, but. It's a utility. So that's the big push now.
Or worse quality of internet.
Dude, who knows? I'll tell you one thing, the service will be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, We never don't have water.
Mm-hmm.
And all the internet is pipes coming into your house filled with data.
Yeah.
That's what they say in the
that
Congress.
That sounds like a lot of infrastructural work.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but that ain't going to happen
They'll
here.
Just rent it from the ISPs.
But we don't even have a Macy's, so
yeah.
Like we ain't getting municipal internet.
Oh, we got an H&M now, though, bro.
Have you been to that H&M, by the way?
Not, no.
It is the size of a Cracker Jack box,
mm-hmm.
and it is worthless.
A Cracker Jack box? You mean like big or small?
Small. Cracker Jack box
is
small.
It looks huge.
Not that big.
It took up like a quarter of one of the top sides.
It's not that big. It's like maybe two stores put together.
Yeah.
You know,
big.
Like how Express and Express Women?
Mm.
It's like that.
I gotcha. That's dumb.
Yeah. It's not.
And there's not shit in it?
I mean, there's hipster stuff. Everything's
hipster stuff.
I feel like everything for men is a coat. Like, everything is coat related.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, a t-shirt, but there's a vest on it.
Well, I mean, it is, you know, winter. Coats.
All I'm saying is that I wanted to get a cheap t-shirt, okay? And they didn't have them. They don't just sell plain t-shirts.
Why would you want a cheap t-shirt from H&M?
H&M's supposed to be cheap!
It's called Walmart, son.
I'm not going to Walmart.
Three
I'm not
going to
be another fat dude in Walmart, all right? I'm not going to do it. I want a Uniqlo here. That's what I want.
You want a what?
A Uniqlo.
What the hell is that?
Dude, it's my store, man.
What?
It's my store. Look at this place.
What happened to Lacoste?
I'm too expensive. I'm a Twitch streamer now.
Mm.
Look at this place, dude.
Oh, so this is cheap?
Oh, yeah, dude. Look at this. Like, first, get out of here. No. Like, men's, like, casual shirts right here, dude. Look at this. Okay? Like, here's Star Wars. Let's just look for you, man.
Wow.
Star Wars shirts, all right? Their Star Wars shirts are going to be legit. Okay? Like, look at this. BB-8 shirt. $15 for a BB-8 shirt.
That is pretty good.
That's great!
Mm-hmm. And it's got, like, a custom tag and everything.
Yeah!
And
yeah, man!
Little print. Inside tag. Is it by the brand, though?
What do you mean?
They do their
own? Yeah, it's Uniqlo. Yeah. They're their own thing. Let's just do... How do I just do, like, t-shirts?
Right there.
T-shirts.
Like graphic tees.
Like right here, plain t-shirt, $3.90.
Wow. Wow.
I know, dude. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Pork hype indeed, Morris.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Owen.
Oh, wow.
But look at that, man. V-necks for $10, polos for $20. And these things last, too, dude. All right, I bought my underwear from them.
Mm-hmm.
Because at Disney, they had a Uniqlo. It's the first time I ever discovered it. I didn't know what it was, went into it, all right? Because it's Japanese, and you know how much I love Japanese things.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Women.
Okay, anyway, so I went there, and they had, like, I need underwear that are, like, a jersey material.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to pull my underwear out.
Let
I don't know how I can do
underwear.
That when I'm wearing pants. But, I need, like, t-shirt, like, jersey material.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I wear boxers.
Cotton.
Yes.
Ring spun cotton.
Cotton. Not knit. Because knit don't have any give. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like, a button-up shirt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pull on the sleeves, there's no stretchiness.
Right.
It's knit.
I gotcha.
Like, on this, you mm-hmm. can pull on it, there's stretches. I need my underwear to be that way.
Gotcha.
They don't make them like that anymore because all of these people are all hipsters. And they all wear these fancy underwear that are fitted for their manly legs and their big Johnsons, all right? I don't have either of those things. I need regular old man underwear, but I am not going to resort to tidy whities.
I can't handle the freeing, the looseness of boxers. I can't. I get the boxer briefs where it's all compacted.
Yeah, see, he is the problem with America.
It's
okay?
Better.
He's ruining my underwear selection.
In your Johnson.
But Uniqlo, they've got great underwear for me, all right? See, they got your garbage underwear
uh-huh.
with the little cave, the little pouch for your thinger,
mm-hmm.
all right? I don't need those, okay? I want me some boxers right here, dude. Look at this. All right. Look, I actually own this pair. I'm sure you've seen me wear these three pairs of underwear before. You have probably seen me standing in front of you in one of these pairs of underwear.
Sadly, yes.
Okay? $5.90, man. Look at these. And look at the best part. Double XL, no price increase, dude.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And free shipping. Beat that, dude.
Flat $5 shipping. You have to order $100.
You can always get a promo code, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You're with Colby, all of you. Get out, okay?
Get out.
You're the problem with America, and Morris, you're fine. You don't live here. You already got out. Thank you.
You are the problem. Who wants fabric up their ass, man? Not nobody.
My boxers don't go up my butt, dude.
They would if you wore tight things.
I don't.
Yeah, well, I do.
I wear shorts all day. I'm a Twitch streamer, okay? Mm. I need shorts over a pair of shorts.
Fucking you. I have to wear pants every damn day. And, oh, God, I hate boxer briefs, man. Or boxers, yeah.
I love boxers. I love them. I've always worn boxers, okay?
They are the worst. You've always worn them? You never
always.
Tried out boxer briefs?
No. Well, I might have tried them, and it didn't take long for me to realize they weren't for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I bought $12 underwear the other day.
And they're fine, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pair of thieves.
You don't need no Mundies or whatever you wore that one time.
Meundies?
Yeah.
I think I got those on right now, actually. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. How much are those a pair? Like $30?
I don't remember. I think I got like... I got two... I forget. They're expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive.
But I mean, so are the fucking $12 for a pair of underwear? Good lord.
Yeah, but see, it's like $5. Yeah. That's what I mean, man. That's what you gotta get.
I mean, just Hanes rock it up, man.
And like, all this stuff is really good quality, too. And I'm sure that's because there's 14 Japanese 8-year-olds making every one of these shirts. I'm sure that's what's happening, okay? And I'm not oblivious to that.
Yeah.
But God bless them. They gotta earn a living, and I gotta wear cheap clothes. So that's the world
if
works
they
that
make
way.
It good, right?
Yeah,
they
man.
Got quality work,
I mean, look
man.
At these long sleeve shirts right here for $19.90, man. You can't beat it. And I can't tell you how smooth my underwear are.
Like, they're so comfortable.
For $5. And I've had them since Disney. They're a year old now. And, dude, believe me when I tell you, my underwear go through some stuff. All right? They ain't gonna just... It's not like a nice, cool beach down there, all right? It is the side of a volcano in Hawaii. There's waves crashing up and lava pouring down all day long. They have to take a beating. And these underwear for $6, dude, you can't... Beat it! That's 50 cents a month, man!
What an analogy.
Yeah, dude!
What an analogy, man. That was intense.
I'm just telling
I'm
you.
I'm just glad I didn't hear poop or something. Like,
no.
I'm fine with a volcano and waves and shit.
I don't leak poop. I'm not a decrepit old man.
But literally, lava's coming out your ass.
Let's not explore the metaphor, all
Let's
right?
not. Let's leave it where it is.
Let's not explore the metaphor.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying is that if this is this much money, all right, I thought H&M would compare. And then I went in there, and they didn't even have basics. They just had jacket shirts.
H&M's got a big old downtown Manhattan, New York fucking office.
Well, I'm sure
big old building.
Uniqlo has that, too. Like, look at this. Look. Look at H&M. They got languages on the front.
Jeez.
Bahrain. I feel like I said that like Trump would say it.
Bahrain.
Where is America?
North and South America.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it, man.
I got you.
I could not find that.
Mm-hmm.
Life of me. Okay, so if I go to men, and I just go to new arrivals and clothing.
It's going to be a whole bunch of hipster stuff.
See, look, like shirts. See, like this dude is just wearing... Okay, those are for pants. You see, look at this. I don't need a hoodie that says New York with a tiger on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not just.
See,
like
I wanted
shit.
This T-shirt right there, $9.99.
It's a
perfect.
Long T-shirt though. See, it's past its butt.
I don't care.
That's hipster.
Take care of the length.
If you got a 2XL in that, it would be a dress.
Perfect. No pants. But my point is that I wanted to see something equivalent to that in the store, and
why
instead,
would you,
like,
why
look
would
at
you compare them?
What
makes you were like, well, this is going to be just like this weird brand that I found at Disney?
I thought Uniqlo was the H&M of Japan.
Why?
That was in, because I had heard of them before, and because H&M prides themselves on cheap clothes.
Do they?
Cheap chic. Yeah, they're like Target.
Dude, that's a long T-shirt for $18. That's not cheap.
This one right here, cotton jersey T-shirt for $9.99.
That's their, like, bottom brand Gildan shit.
Round neck T-shirt, $6.99.
All right.
See? Then we got this. Then we got this right here. Like, it's a common noise.
Dude, if Kanye released that sweatshirt right there, it would be $200.
What is this? What is that? What is this right
here,
chat?
It looks like hipster-ass shit that really is expensive, made by Kanye West. That's what it looks like.
Right, exactly. So that's why I thought, I didn't realize the Kanye West aspect of it.
Yeah,
I just thought they made
instead of $300, it's $35.
Stuff. Yeah. I didn't realize that stylish meant I'm aged out of the approach. Mm-hmm. If you came to my house and I was wearing that,
I would die.
You wouldn't know who I was anymore.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be me.
No.
In fact, it would be less weird, no racism, if he came over and I was all of a sudden black than it would be if I came over and I was wearing that shirt. He would be less weirded out. I guarantee you. That is a fact.
All right. No racism.
No racism.
I would probably be weirded out if you just randomly turned black, too.
But not as weirded out.
It's close. It's pretty close.
But I was like, well, I was disappointed that they didn't just have a shelf of, here's blue t-shirts, and I could just grab one, because I need t-shirts badly.
There wasn't that?
No. It's all jackets and stuff, man.
It might be the just time of season.
But... they should always have t-shirts.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a t-shirt.
It's called Walmart.
Dude, that's what I'm going to just get them from Uniqlo. That's what I'm going to do.
That, Target.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Target falls apart.
Really?
Yeah. Like, their inks run when you wash them too much. They fade really badly. Like, Target feels like a $12 shirt. It's pretty close because Colby is secretly racist. You're right. Good callback. Oh, God. But, yeah, that's, like, Target fades on me. I feel like Walmart would, too. Like, a Fruit of the Loom. Like, I got my Harambe shirt at Disney, you know? It's made by Hanes, okay, which is, like, the primary brand at Walmart. Hole right here.
Mm.
You know what I do on my shirt? I do this. I sit for hours. It's not even like I'm lifting lumber, all right? I'm doing nothing. And I got a hole in my shirt? What, did a beetle crawl out of my belly and start eating through? Like, how does that happen? And that's what I feel like. There's no holes in any of my underwear that I got from Uniqlo. Gotta preface it with that. And I just want you to know they last, all right? Volcanoes in Hawaii, no holes.
I mean, you know what? I'll give you that. I bought a $30 pair of underwear, and there's a hole in it.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's
also stupid that I bought a $30 pair of underwear.
That sounds just like something a hipster would do.
And me. Yep, me.
You saw an ad on Facebook, and you're like, I'm that man.
Yep.
But you have a squatty potty?
No, I don't. I want one, though.
I know you do, because it's a hipster thing to own.
It would also help poop.
You know what else would help? Get some Taco Bell. Problem solved.
Yeah.
All right? The stream brought to you by Uniqlo. Mm-hmm. Dude, I wish so hard, dude. Like, Uniqlo also has, like, Disney stuff, dude, and Nintendo stuff.
Well, yeah, that it's Star Wars is, yeah.
Like, they got the best deal. Like, look at this Disney stuff, dude. Well, they're going to show Star Wars, of course, but, like, where's the actual Disney? Like, look at these Disney. Like, look at this Donald Duck shirt, dude. That is the best. I don't really care about Mickey Mouse, to be honest with you. Like, look at this Pizza Mickey right there. All right. Let me show you you were not going to understand these, but chat will get it. Chat will understand the coolness of these shirts. All right. Like, look at the Nintendo shirts at Uniqlo. Like, look at this stuff, dude. Like, look at this Mario shirt. That thing is awesome.
That's or
this
pretty cool.
Splatoon squid, you know, or this giant star, this Samus, like this Pikachu here. Like, there's this, like, here, this cool pattern.
Yeah, these are more expensive, though, because the brand.
Well, I'm in Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, I would. Why would websites be that easy, huh?
Why would it work?
Why would it work?
Why would that ever work?
This is it right here. I recognize the thing. Don't play. Thank God it's unavailable. Like, because they vote on it and all that stuff. But, like, look at it, man. See, like, there's, like, a Donkey Kong climbing into a pocket, man. Like, life cannot be reset with Mr. Rossetti. Dude. Like, this is so great. These shirts are great, dude. I love these shirts. All right? And you can just buy, like... I don't know how much of these cost. I don't know how to look at this page. Is like when they first got announced, so I don't think you can actually buy them here. But regardless, okay. Point
regardless,
is,
that's
well
a weird,
designed, well designed.
Weird brand.
$12
just pulled out of your ass, literally from your underwear, and then
I learned about it from my underwear. Yeah. Well, Chris got I think a dress and a sweater or something from there. Like, it's just really well made for cheap, and it lasts. Like, you don't get that.
But H&M is definitely not that thing.
That's what I thought H&M was. I think H&M is that, but it's for people who live in New York City.
Yeah.
It's not, like, I think Uniqlo has stuff like that also.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they also just have basics. Like, I can walk past the Kanye West sweaters if there's a regular t-shirt. all right? Because I can wear the regular t-shirt. It's just the problem is when everything is Kanye West. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, look, a regular t-shirt. Nope, there's a tiger on it for some reason. There's a tiger. Okay, I can't be seen with a tiger on my shirt.
Multiple location printing is also really hot right now.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that if it said, like, H&M here, or it said, like, you know, it's just, if you just got a tiger, like, why, I'm not a tiger, okay?
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are the eye of the tiger.
I'm a platypus, if anything, okay? A manatee. I'm not a tiger, all right? Put a manatee on it.
And then you'll buy it.
And then I'll put a koala right here on the front of my shirt. I'll rock that thing like no other, but you got a tiger on it, it's over.
The uncool animals do get underrepresented on t-shirts.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Random apparel.
Like, one of the best things ever is that sloth is really cool right now.
Yeah.
Like, my son just got a sloth t-shirt for Christmas from my sister from the zoo. It's just a big sloth on it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's like, sloth, dude. I could rock sloth. Tapirs. They should put more tapirs on clothes, man. Tapirs are the king of animals.
Anteater.
Anteaters are ballers, dude. Mm. No one cares about anteaters. Lemurs, you know?
Yeah.
Giraffes.
I mean, that they're on a lot of stuff.
Giraffes are women's clothes, though. Men can't rock giraffes.
Yeah, they're on a lot of stuff.
Okay, maybe I don't know. Where do you see giraffes
at? I don't know. Everywhere.
I haven't seen any on H&M.
I'm thinking kids' clothes, probably. There's a whole bunch of giraffes on those.
Yeah, man. The point is that I either need nerd t-shirts. Did I say nerd? I need nerd t-shirts.
Nerd.
Or I need...
Luke yep. Space Monkey. Honestly, I was going to say the name of that animal, but...
Dude, can I show you this? I need to show you this meme.
Does it say got milk?
Hey, Dootube. You sent me that meme of Kylo, all right, the milking. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Can you... Because I can't log into my ZSwigs Twitter on this account. Can you re-forward that? Can you DM it to Seth and Colby's Twitter real quick? I would love to show Kobe that.
Yeah, make our audience work. Make them work.
Hey, man, we're working. They can work a little bit.
Yeah. I love that on our last episode, the
spoiler warning is super huge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at this, yeah.
Yeah. It was perfect timing.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know, man. That movie.
You said you watched it again and didn't like it as much.
Yep.
Oh, paste it in the chat is so much smarter.
Oh, yeah, Swole Ren or whatever.
I haven't seen this one. This is the one I was talking there about. This one's also
lot.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that, dude. Oh, my God, dude. The Kylo without his shirt on is pretty great. Did you see the reasoning behind that was just that they wanted to show that Rey could see him? Like, right. They wanted to convey to the audience that they weren't just hearing each other, but they could actually see each other.
Even though Kylo said, can you see my surroundings?
Yeah, I can't see your surroundings.
I can only see you.
Right, that's what I thought immediately was like, yeah, except for that part. Yeah, right here, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, our camera covers up the
God,
the money
who?
Shot.
Why? That artist must have suffered doing that.
Dude, that is...
They blinded themselves to make that happen.
That is... I like Luke's face up at the very top, where he's like, huh, I could probably milk that.
I could get some milk out of
there. I could get some milk out of those babies. Thank you for sending that, and for doing it directly in the Twitch chat instead of how I did it, which was making you work really hard. I'm not that smart, all right? Look at this face. Idiot. All right. Yeah, what else, man? Why didn't you like it the second time?
Okay, I nearly fell asleep both times during the Canto Bight sequence. The casino planet.
Really?
Yep.
Hate it.
It's stupid.
Why?
Pointless.
Pointless?
Dumb. I don't like it. The only things I like in that movie is the last 40 minutes.
It's just the stupid lightsabers again.
Yep. What did you like about the first part, man? You like the new planet that we saw?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like the whole animal cruelty subplot?
I liked everything about the movie except...
And how war is bad?
Except Laura Dern showed up and distracted me. But other than that, I liked every part of it.
Also her. She's stupid.
I mean, I don't like that Laura Dern was... I wish they would have picked anyone
else. Why didn't she just tell Poe that there's a planet coming up that we're trying to get to and we're going
to teach him a lesson.
Who? why does she need to teach him a fucking lesson?
Because he just got like 800 people killed, man.
And so he doesn't deserve to know that she's not just gonna kill everyone else.
Killing a ton of people.
It's not rewarded to know what's happening with his life. And everyone else that he cares about's life. Also,
I think it's about respecting the chain of command, right?
I get that, but shit, just say that there's a planet coming up that we're going to hide on and wait for him to pass.
What if there were spies on board?
I mean, that's literally the only explanation you got.
Can't be too careful.
I mean, there were three people that tried to evacuate.
Yep.
So, maybe.
Yeah, there. Shot it down, dude. Boom. Gotta like it now.
But still, Poe wouldn't just be going around, hey, everybody, here's the plan. He's like top of the line, commander, next in line. He probably should have gotten... He's not going to go around spitting off. He just wanted to know.
Maybe he's mad because he got demoted, so now he's going to go join the army and get a better job.
He had to be kept in the dark.
Why did I say army? I meant empire.
Because we had to be kept in the dark.
Yes.
So we could, oh, wow, there's a random planet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's for the plot, yeah.
Don't like that.
Okay.
Stupid.
Okay, anything else?
Mm.
Grunt. Just grunt or guttural.
I don't know, man.
All right. Well, that was a good discussion, man. I appreciate your insight.
I'm just trying to think of the other reasons, damn it. Hold on.
I don't know, man.
Hold on. All right. That's about the only gripe. that's it.
Oh, man. I don't think that's... Hey.
What?
Where'd my ghost go?
What ghost?
There's just like a red ghost holder.
I stole it.
Sorry, that was serious ADD, but like...
There's an Ingram on the floor right behind you. Do you throw those a lot?
Where?
By the chair.
No, I just don't think that one made it back on the bed after I cleaned it up.
Yeah, but I really don't know, man. I'm not seeing no ghost.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Weird.
That was a total ADD moment.
It was like the show.
But anyway, super what weird. Game am I playing tomorrow?
Get over it.
I'm not playing Getting Over It.
You play Get Over It.
It's not happening.
Do it.
I don't have the money to buy it.
You won't.
My computer can't play it.
You won't. You can save on alcohol now because you got alcohol for days.
Yeah, but my computer isn't powerful enough to play it and stream at the same time. What now?
You got me there.
Yep.
Yep.
Boom.
Boom.
Can only play console games, man.
Shit.
Gotcha.
You got me.
Got him, Chad.
I wonder how that would work, because I'm pretty sure you'd need like a wide berth for your mouse to play the Getting Over It game.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So I mean, I do have three mice next to each other in front of me.
It'd be a little hard.
Yeah, it would be tough. Like, it's kind of tough to navigate from Twitch to Twitter with that mouse in between two mouses. Although I technically could push that one like up to the top. I don't really need that one to be there.
Maybe.
But... I feel like I hurt its feelings. So I've had this mouse since like 2001, dude.
Do you think Rey is a good actress or whatever her name is?
Not in Star Wars.
No.
I haven't really seen her anything else. I don't think she has enough time to be an actress.
Right.
Like that's the... I don't really think any of them do.
I just thought this montage...
Except for... I don't know because... what's his face? Old Kylo, who plays him? What's his... Adam Driver? Like... I thought I was watching and I'm like, God, this dude, he can act. So and I didn't get that from Daisy or any of the other people. Right. So...
Yeah, there's a compilation of her just like in like 15 different scenes of The Force Awakens. I rewatched this movie after
and you couldn't unsee it.
I could not unsee the fact that her and Luke are having a conversation right back and forth. Mark Hamill's just like
her mouth's just agape,
and she just and as soon as she finishes a sentence, it's always like
it's like the Vincent Chase head tilt.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
She's very open-mouthed, and I never thought she was bad until people pointed it out, and I'm like, well...
I didn't think she was special, but I don't think anyone's a bad actor.
Right.
But I've never seen her anything else. Like,
I also
is
don't
she
like
in
Finn's
other
character.
Movies?
No.
Because John Boyega's in other things, and you can see him act in things.
Yeah.
And, like, he's British AF, so you know he can act. Mm-hmm. Because all those British people, they all come from theater, and they're all actors, all right?
I don't know what... she's been in TV shows.
Has she?
She's played a nude naked
body. Oh, I know
body.
She's played the nude corpse.
That's
about
it.
I had to research that a little bit just to see her past role. I was curious.
Right.
So, had nothing to do with her nudity.
Judge her skill.
Yeah, quality of acting. Mm-hmm. How still could she lay? I had to inspect it for hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. But other than that, what has she been in?
Not shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know
how these people land Star Wars.
Right. Well, did John Boyega just said he got a call about a secret movie project that wasn't even called Star Wars. And then he went and auditioned and then didn't hear shit for a couple months and then got the call and said, yeah, you're in
Star That's weird, Wars. Dude.
Yeah, I don't get why. I've also heard another theory that Snoke's coming back in episode 9.
As what, a memory?
No, as the bad guy, man.
A floating upper body? Because he's dead. Like, they showed it a million... Like, you saw it again. You've seen it 3 times, 4 times now. Yeah. He's dead, dude. Look
that
at him.
That body is dead as shit.
He's dead.
But his presence? I don't know.
Oh, then bring Darth Maul back, too. And bring back Palpatine.
They did bring back Darth Maul.
In the cartoons.
Yeah.
Bring him back in these movies.
Still canon.
Disney won't do it.
Well, he's dead now because he died in the cartoons again.
Yeah.
So...
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
He faced old Ben Kenobi, and I'm assuming he killed him.
There's no way. Old Ben Kenobi fights like this. I'm gonna get ya. Like Darth Maul's like an artiste.
Or no, it's in Rebels, I want to say. It may be in Rebels.
Either way, there's no way he should
die.
It's
the same thing, yeah.
Like, the only reason Darth Maul lost is because Ben Kenobi, young Ben Kenobi, is one of the best swordsmen of all time.
Mm, yeah.
That's part of his character. Remember how he whooped Qui-Gon up and down?
No.
He stabbed him.
Oh, I thought Obi-Wan whipped Qui-Gon up and down.
Yeah. They just stares at him.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I know. That's the Star Wars song.
You were doing like fucking Lion King over it.
There
you go. That's it. It sounded pretty similar, if I would say
so. Well, you know what? But I have the same voice.
Yeah.
So it's going to sound similar. It's going to sound the same. It's like, wow, this Queen song sounds like another Queen song because this guy's the same singer.
Yep. My dad, after he saw it, he was like, yeah, I liked it, but it wasn't great. And he's like, what's that one with the red and black pointy hair guy?
Phantom Menace for life. That's
Phantom
what
Menace.
Said.
He's like, yeah, that was a good one.
That was made 20 years ago. Yeah.
I don't think he's the biggest Star Wars fan, man.
Dude, that is funny, though. What did unofficial Tony P think?
He was like, I think his first words to me after he saw it was, what the fuck?
Like, in a good way?
I'm so mad. But I loved it, but I'm so mad.
Mad about what? Like, people dying?
I think he was one of the ones that didn't like how Snoke is dead, and he didn't learn anything. He didn't see the Knights of Ren.
Because he's like a big Star Wars fan, right? Like,
and
yeah.
And then Rey's parents reveal. So
he was mad about all the speculation, just got...
Right. Like, why set it up? Why set it up other than to just troll the fucking world?
Yeah, they got him.
They did.
Yeah, they got him.
Hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. I loved every second of it.
So dumb.
Love it when they get you. So great, dude. Yeah, man. I went and saw Jumanji.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And what was good about it?
The Rock and Funny. Kevin Hart. And Jack Black was great.
Okay,
Jack Black is... He plays a woman, like the teenage, like, oh my God, let me take a selfie, girl.
Yeah.
Like, he talks in that voice the whole time.
That's great.
It'd be like if I played a woman in a movie and I never let character go. It's hilarious.
Okay. See, that's what I thought might be the saving grace of it, was Jack Black.
If you go see it, I got to warn you.
Okay.
About halfway through the movie, right during the bazaar scene, they are rescued. I'm not going to spoil it, okay?
But there is a bazaar scene.
Yes.
Okay.
But you find that out very early in the movie, okay? Like, the first part where they get to Jumanji, you got to go to the bazaar. Okay, so that's not really...
That's an actual thing? I thought you just said it's weird.
No, bazaar is like a market.
What?
B-A-Z-A-A-R, bazaar. It's a market.
But you know that there's another word.
Yes,
but
it's spelled differently.
Weird.
Yes. I'm so glad I'm explaining this to Colby, because if he watched the movie, he would be confused all the way up.
Like, why are they going to a ridiculous place? I don't get it. Why is it so weird?
But anyway, I gotta warn you, when they get to the bazaar, okay, no spoilers, Nick Jonas plays one of the guys.
Yeah. No, I knew that.
I didn't.
Oh, really?
I triggered it. I'm like, is that Nick Jonas?
I follow Kevin on Instagram, and so I've seen him and Rock and whatever it's, fuck, Bieber wannabe person. Jonas, that guy.
Nick Jonas, the man we were just talking about? Yeah.
All three have been going around doing press and shit.
All right. Yeah. I did not know Nick Jonas was in that movie, so I was very taken out.
And then I was like,
I was very surprised. But Jack Black was great in it.
good.
All right. At the very beginning of the movie, he's eaten by a hippo. I about died laughing, dude. So funny, dude. It's so funny. Kevin Hart,
so
lots
get,
of
like,
shark jokes. Lots
or
of
show
jokes. Yeah, you got three lives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got three lives in the video game.
I got
but yeah, like. But yeah, like kid, a lot of
shark
short, jokes? Lot of short jokes,
oh, short.
A lot
okay.
of short jokes about Kevin Hart that are great.
Of
you know,
course.
You know, a lot of The Rock being strong, poking his muscle.
I've
you know?
Got enough of that for a lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know. I can still tend to see some more, just a little bit of it.
Mm.
You know, but
nope.
It's funny. Like Kevin Hart's weakness is to cake. It's like his strengths are like he's the weapons expert and blah blah. His weakness is like. It's speed and like cake. He's like, why am I weak to cake?
Is there a lot of cake in the movie?
No, not
what?
Really. I don't want to spoil the movie. It's the reason it works is because it never stops being a comedy. Like there's you know like a lot of comedies like the third act is no longer funny anymore because
yeah.
now it's serious. Like
mm-hmm.
it never stops being a comedy.
Okay, good.
And that's why it works because they never drop the we're four teenagers in these different bodies.
Right.
And they keep making fun of their own bodies or making fun of other people's bodies and
that's good.
That's why it works.
I feel like a lot of comedies all the time now do that.
Right. They like are funny for the first hour and 10 minutes and then they're no longer funny.
It's just way too serious
yeah.
for a fucking comedy.
I also watched Kingsman on DVD, the second Kingsman, didn't
yeah.
like it.
No?
No.
It was more, I think, blockbuster-y.
I felt
the
like they
one.
Tried to recreate the magic of the first one yeah. and they should have just done something completely different.
Yeah.
You know. Also, I'm tired of Colin Firth. Is that his name?
What who's that one?
The British guy, the main British guy.
The Eggsy guy?
The one who died in the other movie.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Like the prim
yeah,
and proper guy.
Right.
I don't like him anymore.
No?
Nope. Also, Channing Tatum barely in the movie.
Yeah.
I was weird.
And yet he was at the Kingsman rather
right.
than Statesman at the end.
Dude, I didn't get that
like,
either.
What the fuck? Is he going to star in his own now Kingsman movie
know.
Or what?
I don't know. Didn't
yeah.
make a lot of sense. Also, Halle Berry's in it.
Yep.
Why is Halle Berry in the movie?
Dude, because she does really poor other movies and needs money.
I just need to look at the cast list before I watch movies, I think.
Okay, how about this? You know that they've already made a live-action Jungle Book?
Yes.
They're coming out with another one?
Yeah. Well, they're doing two. They have a Jungle Book 2 made by Jon Favreau and the Disney people who made the original OG live-action Jungle Book.
Right.
And then there's a separate Jungle Book that Andy Serkis is doing.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Why?
Because Andy Serkis wants to play all of the animals.
You know who else is in that movie?
Kingsman 1 was good. Sad to hear the second one was bad. I mean, it's not bad. It's just not great. I like Jumanji more. Jungle Book 1 was great. I love Jungle Book 1. What?
Christian Bale.
Okay, he plays, let me guess. He doesn't play Baloo. No way he plays
no,
Baloo the Bear.
I think
he
that's
plays.
Andy Serkis.
He's going to play. He's going to play the Panther. Bagheera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I mean, like a weirdo or something, or just bumbly.
No,
no,
that would be Baloo.
Okay,
bear.
Maybe. Maybe.
Have you ever not. Seen the Jungle Book?
I haven't. I haven't seen this one either. I was just confused. I searched it. I'm like, what the fuck? Didn't this already come out?
The Head Wolf's a good guess. Yeah, Panther. Head Wolf. I didn't think
sure
was a big enough
Panther.
Role. That's why I didn't.
But
guess.
Then,
Bagheera the Panther. Yeah,
Benedict Cumberbatch. Who do you think he is?
Shere Khan?
Yep.
Dude, that's perfect casting, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I would just make that noise. That's just his dialogue.
Just
what are you doing here,
smog.
Shere Khan?
I just want more smog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
with you, dude. I'm with you.
But I was like, how? Why? What? Why?
You know what show you should watch while what? You're just doing nothing with your life?
What's that?
Sherlock.
No, yeah.
Martin Freeman,
mm-hmm.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Only like 8 episodes.
I don't know where I'm going to get it.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Just watch it.
All right.
You can literally blow through it in a couple
I'm
days.
I'm watching The Ranch right now.
Oh, God.
That's the proper reaction.
I'm also
to that
watching
statement.
This show called Travelers,
uh-huh.
which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Probably like Travelers. Only one season of it, though. Second season just came out. We're working our way through it.
Hmm.
You can watch that. There's also The Crown, which is the greatest television show of all
show
time,
that,
dude.
Nope. It's a female show.
You're going to hate it,
mm-hmm.
but it is. So good.
Not watching it.
It is so good.
No, I'm good.
People who wear tigers on their shirts won't like this show.
Yeah.
I love it. All right?
Guys who want plain Jane
yeah.
t-shirts.
People who wear
$5.
Sensible underwear. Yeah. I think we would love The Crown. Yeah. But go watch Sherlock. It'd be like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Because
he's just Cumberbatching it up, walking around town, Cumberbatching it.
I like mocap Benedict Cumberbatch fucking shit up.
Did you like Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
pass.
Well, we're different. We're different Cumberbatch levels of fans, then, dude.
I'm not a whatever Cumberbitch. I'm not one of those.
Cumberbitch.
Yeah, you never heard that? It's like the Believers. It's the Cumberbitches.
That is amazing. I've never heard that.
I think that's a thing.
Never heard that.
I think that's a thing.
That is incredible. Yeah. I hope that's a thing, because that's now my new favorite word. So,
are you a Cumberbitch?
I am.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was, but it turns out I am.
Yep. That is what they're called. But, man, why? I don't get why they made the first one if there was going to be an Andy Serkis movie.
Well, I don't think...
They're by separate studios.
I think Jungle Book is too old. It's not under copyright. It's public domain now. So
really?
We can make a Jungle Book.
Oh.
I think that's the idea.
I got it.
And like Andy Serkis, if he's like, where's the thing where I could play multiple animals?
Yep.
Oh, no, Jungle Book.
From IMDb, he is just Baloo.
Okay. Well, he's also directing it, though, isn't he? Yeah. So it's like his movie.
Yeah.
A bear should be easier.
Directorial debut.
Because at least Baloo walks upright for most of the time. Mm-hmm. That should be a nice change of pace for the man, rather than crawling around on all fours like every single movie he's in.
Yeah.
Has he ever mocapped something that doesn't walk around on all fours? Because I know Caesar stands up, King Kong stands up, Gollum stands up, but the most part, you look at him, they're down on all fours. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't think he has.
There was something in like that Tintin fucking thing or whatever he was in.
That's true. He did act out one of the humans in Tintin. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I think that's it, though.
Wasn't he the kid in Tintin or something, though?
I have no idea. I'm surprised I remember Tintin.
I am, too.
But I
just remember Daniel Craig being in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like the drunk dude, the drunk pirate man in that movie.
I watched Logan Lucky, and that was pretty good.
Yeah?
It wasn't bad.
What do you think about the reboot to Oceans, man? Speaking of Steven Soderbergh, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of into the trailer, even though Rihanna's in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
It looks better than the Ghostbusters.
It does. It looks like... It doesn't look like they're trying to do it just because of women.
Right.
It looks like they're trying to do another Oceans movie just with new people, and it just happened to be women, which I'm fine with.
I'm fine with that as well.
I am worried that Soderbergh isn't coming back.
Shit that I don't give... I'm not like, oh, God, it's burning my eyes.
Yeah,
like,
who cares?
It's just like, if it's good, it's good. If it's bad,
and Ghostbusters
it's fucking bad.
Wasn't good.
No.
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 No, it wasn't good. But
it was vomit and fart and poop jokes with females. I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's what Melissa McCarthy can do, though, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like, so. Mm. But what do you think, man?
There's a lot of good names in it, I thought. The chick from American Horror Story is in it.
Okay.
I like her.
Okay.
I forget her name, though.
I don't know. We can look up the cast. We have this thing called the internet.
Yeah, that would be a smart move, wouldn't it?
There it is, right there. It's like the first search result.
Why is it Ocean's 8?
Because there's 8 of them.
Not Ocean 13? Was there 13 of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that might be why.
Yes. Yeah, see, it's not directed by Soderbergh, which makes me worried.
Yeah.
Because part of the pizzazz of the first movies is what I liked so much about it.
Right.
Like the editing and the music and the pacing of it. And that's Soderbergh to a T, which is probably why Logan Lucky was so good.
Yeah. Sarah Paulson. That's the one I was talking about.
Gotcha. Yeah. Olivia Munn, Katie Holmes, Kate Blanchett, Sarah Paulson, Sandra Bullock, Dakota Fanning.
Fanning.
I didn't recognize her in that. Anne Hathaway is like way down here.
Yeah.
Like, this is in such a weird order. Like Mindy Kaling's another one. Like the 8 is Mindy Kaling, Rihanna, Helena Bonham Carter, Anne Hathaway.
No, Anne Hathaway's their target, I feel like. From the trailer, I'm pretty sure.
No.
The target.
Anne Hathaway is a target.
That's what I just said!
Did I count her?
Yes!
Rihanna, Mindy Kaling, Helena Bonham Carter.
There you go.
Did I say Anne Hathaway instead?
Yes, you did.
I'm stupid. Okay. All right. And then Sandra Bullock, Sarah Paulson, Kate Blanchett, Katie Holmes, Olivia Munn. There's the 8.
Yeah.
So Dakota Fanning must be something else. I know Matt Damon is probably just a tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that James Corden is in it.
Yeah.
I don't like James Corden. He's too... He's like me if I got hit with the lucky stick.
Yeah.
He's just fat and mildly funny. So they put him in movies where they need a fat, mildly funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is.
Well, I mean, he can sing. And so, like, I get it. Like,
so can
he
I.
Was in the movie.
The hills are
well.
Oh, okay.
There
Sorry.
You go.
Sorry.
Well, and he was in the Sing movie, and, like, voiceovers, fine. I get it. I think he was in the fucking.
You know what it is?
Smurfs movie, and they sang a whole bunch of that.
I just hate carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
I'm tired of carpool karaoke.
No, I don't like it either.
Like, why?
Also, Apple bought it. So I know. He's not even doing it really anymore.
Like,
it,
but it's a whole series.
Yeah.
Like, why do we need this much carpool karaoke in
our
lives?
I don't think we do.
We don't.
They're just trying to make money, man. Make that money.
I'm tired of carpool karaoke, so I've just, that's it. Like, Into the Woods, he was singing on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm soured on him because
I
don't
like
carpool karaoke.
I feel like he's just straight comedy guy.
I would agree.
I'm like, you can't do that.
Like, I might like him if I could separate him from carpool karaoke.
He can't.
I don't know, man.
Or his late show.
I don't know. Yeah, because when I see Jimmy Fallon, I don't think Jimmy Fallon. I think late night.
Right.
Same with Kimmel.
Name me one other person that's starring in movies that has a late night show.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I feel like there's a reason for that. That's because you can't disconnect once you see the face. They're like, oh, yeah, late night. Oh, wait, what? I'm not in a movie anymore. What's up?
Who hosts late night on NBC? Seth Meyers. That's who that does.
Yeah.
He's kind of in movies.
Nah.
Maybe it's the people that are on after the late night that can go do movies.
Late, late?
Yeah. And like Conan.
Craig Ferguson was in a couple.
Yeah, but he was in the late, late. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Craig Ferguson's like the Scottish guy in. Well, every movie there needs a Scottish guy.
Yep.
It's mm-hmm. either him or that bearded, that white guy with the beard. The white haired guy with the white beard who's Scottish. He's in Boondock Saints.
Oh, yeah.
He's mm-hmm. so Scottish.
Yeah, he's pretty Scottish.
It's either him or Craig Ferguson.
Or George Butler.
Gerard Butler?
That one.
Yeah. Did you see the new
George
movie?
George Butler?
By the way, did you see the new movie he's in?
No, what? Geostorm?
He's in a new movie with 50 Cent.
Okay.
Where 50 Cent leads a gang of bank robbers and Gerard Butler is the cop.
I don't know what's happening to his career.
What is he doing?
Apparently, well, didn't we go over this one?
Yes.
Where
this is just,
he was like not in anything really good, like 300
yeah.
and that was it?
Yeah.
It's still going
downhill. And he's still doing it.
Dude, it's money.
That's why I brought it up.
Money. It's not big money, but I mean, if you do enough of them, it's money.
So is George Clooney, I meant before. What's that in reference to? I didn't see when Fictional sent that. 2055, that was 1 minute ago. That's like an eternity.
Is he in this? Or
no, George Clooney's dead in Ocean's 8. You see in the trailer, she's standing in front of his grave.
Oh, really?
She's the ocean. Sandra Bullock is his sister.
Mm.
Like, you see Danny Ocean, and it said that he died. So they just got rid of it, which is actually the most Ocean's way of getting rid of him. He's dead.
Yeah.
Because he may not be dead either.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But like the Danny Rusty dynamic in Ocean's.
Producers.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Clooney and Soderbergh. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on how much producers can do. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure there were producers on the Ghostbusters remake that were in the original Ghostbusters, and I didn't save that from being a piece of trash.
It
just depends if Soderbergh is collecting a check or if he actually has input.
What's the main guy in old Ghostbusters?
Bill Murray?
Yeah, that. Wasn't he in the new one for like a hot second?
No.
I thought he was.
He was one of the people that refused to be in it.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I don't know.
Because it's him and Aykroyd, and one of the dudes is dead.
I don't think anybody was. Maybe.
And then there's the guy, one of the guys, the black guy, whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was in it. Okay, well. Tells you how much I remember that movie.
I thought he might have been, but then again, you know.
Who knows, dude? Who knows? But yeah, I'm kind of excited about Ocean's 8. I love the Ocean's movie. They're some of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Like, they're just stylish heist movies, and you don't get a lot of those. Those might be the only ones. And so if there's another one, I'm hyped about it.
Click on that 2018 watch list over there.
Yeah.
That's wish list. I don't know what wish list is.
Well, these are the games I'm guessing that we want to see in 2018.
Go back. There was a watch list. I don't know what the difference is. Watch list, wish list. Which one?
I clicked watch list and not going back again.
The Predator?
Okay, so Infinity War,
oh,
The Predator, Solo, Star Wars Story, Mission Impossible 6.
Oh, God.
But Christopher McQuarrie's doing it still. I mean, that's good, dude. He's the one who did the last Mission Impossible. He did Live, Die, Repeat. That's a good movie. You're just staring at me like I'm a...
You just said a James Bond title.
I said in my phone,
didn't Live, I? Oh, Live, Die, Repeat. I'm sorry. That's that one fucking one.
Day after day.
Yeah, whatever.
Day by day or after day
forget,
after tomorrow.
Mean. No, I've watched... Well, did he do Rogue Nation? Because that was the last one before.
Yeah, he did that one.
I didn't
MI5.
Like that one.
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow. That's what he did. He did the original Jack Reacher, which I thought was pretty good. Rogue Nation. I liked Rogue Nation.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Oh, he wrote the screenplay for The Mummy, though.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. That's not good. Oh, he also did
The
Tourist.
Yeah, he didn't even do the first one. I liked...
Well, Christopher McQuarrie is the new... is the new Tom Cruise guy, though.
Right.
Because, like, Jack Reacher, Edge of Tomorrow, Mission Impossible, The Mummy.
Last one I liked about Mission Impossible was where he was hanging on the Burj Khalifa. And that was the one right before Rogue Nation.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Rogue Nation wasn't that good.
Yeah, because that's the one that introduced Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. Who did Mission 5?
Maybe. MI 4, I think, was J.J. Abrams.
No, MI 3 was J.J. Abrams.
Ghost Protocol.
Yes, that one.
Brad Bird did that one.
Oh, yeah, see.
He's good.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams did 3?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
3 is also very good.
Three
that's probably
great.
The best movie of them all.
I would agree. Well, that's good. Philip Seymour Hoffman has a lot to do with that one.
Yep.
Like, he is a great villain, dude. Where is the rabbit's foot?
Yep.
He's got his wife, and he's just like,
oh, God.
Can we talk about,
wait,
can we
that.
Talk about Gerard Butler's career again? Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
How it's
the
shit.
Lack of it?
Yeah. it's completely filled with bullshit.
Yeah. Untitled Deadpool, Black Panther, X-Men Dark Phoenix. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So Disney's buying them, and they're still coming out with these movies.
Well, I mean, they're not going to stop movies. Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Dude, I miss that man. He was such
so
a great
good.
Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Get the fuck out.
Aquaman.
Get the fuck out.
Hellboy.
Okay, what now? Click on that.
It's Hellboy. It's a remake to Hellboy.
New person, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Neil Marshall is directing it, and he did Dog Soldiers,
Nothing.
Descent, Doomsday, and Centurion. So, good luck with that one,
that's
friend.
Not going to be good. Who's the... Who's
Mila
Hellboy?
Jovovich.
Have fun with that, man.
David Harbour.
Yeah, he's the guy from Stranger Things.
Oh.
What? That's
Why?
Their name, too, because... Dude, Mila Jovovich.
Who's that? Is that
the
Resident
Evil lady, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. The Incredibles 2, hyped about that.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider, I probably would be hype, except for that trailer ruined everything about it.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8, Ant-Man and the Wasp, hyped about that. 12 Strong.
Army movie.
Okay, skip. Pacific Rim.
Chris Hemsworth in it.
Wait, this has got to be Pacific Rim 2 is what they mean.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Hotel Transylvania 3. Who is seeing these movies?
I don't know why that one's on any list.
The Irishman. That's a new Martin Scorsese movie.
Oh.
Oh, what a shocker. Robert De Niro's in it.
Yeah. Al Pacino.
The New Mutants. That's a TV show. I'm fairly certain.
Yes.
Maze Runner, The Death Cure. 50 Shades Freed.
God, wow.
It's almost over. Our long national nightmare is over. If you haven't seen the Tomb Raider trailer fictional, go watch it. It's just the most...
It
cliched
plot,
worst edited.
Completely,
it's just so tropey. Like it looks like it's not unique at all. It's one of the worst trailers I've ever seen.
The damn fucking poster.
Yeah,
though.
And the original Tomb Raider poster, like her neck, dude. We gotta show that up on screen here. Tomb Raider poster. Let me show you this. Yeah, here. Look at the images. There's like 16 of them. Yeah. Where's a big one? Like, here's a big one. Like, look at this. Like, her neck. Her head can't possibly turn that way.
I feel like it was worse.
This might be a
that
fixed
might
version.
Be an updated one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what it originally looked like. Yeah, because that one was fixed. Yeah, here's the original one right here.
Big old neck, man.
Yeah, look at that.
There's too much space between her chin and
yeah, that
shoulder.
Was a fixed version. Yeah, so after seeing this, look at how bad that is.
That is crazy. They did fix it, though.
I feel like that's a fan edit.
That's fucking hilarious.
Like, what is with her neck?
She's got a strong neck, man.
She got a giraffe neck, bro.
Yeah.
That is an impressive neck. I watched the trailer in the theater. It looked exactly like the game. I never played the games, but... I just remember it was incredibly tropey. It just looked like every other... But people are super excited that this chick is in it. The Alicia Vikander or whatever her name is, because she's the lady who mocapped her in the new Tomb Raider game, and nerds are just,
I'm a get!
You know?
Yeah, I could give two shits.
Yeah, who cares? Mm. But anyway, should we end the show? We're 2 hours over two
yeah,
hours
I'm down.
Now. Okay. Do you have beer left?
I do.
You gotta chug it.
There's a lot.
You got half of a beer left, man. What are you gonna do with that beer?
I don't know.
You gotta finish it. We gotta keep the show going until you finish the beer.
Well, then you gotta pick another talk because I can't talk while I'm struggling.
What was that? Okay, a lot of the shots of the trailer were pretty much 100% for the game, so I think it'll be cool.
I think for fans of the game, it might be cool. But
I just want a video game movie that's a good movie.
Yeah, who's never played the game. It looks like every other adventure movie I've ever fucking seen in my life.
I just want a video game movie that's a good movie.
Also, isn't there another Indiana Jones coming out?
Yes. But that's, I think it's in 2019 or 2020. All right, what about Gerard Butler's career? What about it?
Yeah, how bad it is? Or how great it is? Let's talk about it.
So what is the game tomorrow? Here's the game.
I didn't swallow that last time.
Getting over it.
It just went down my throat.
He already agreed.
It's going to be Warframe. Mm-hmm. And then if that game is sucky or takes too long or is too hard, I will switch to Overwatch in the afternoon. But I'm going to play Warframe until I don't want to play Warframe no more. That's the plan.
What is he doing with his life?
So, here. We'll talk about it again.
I don't know, man. I feel like he was a good actor.
Well, that's what we talked about, yeah.
And like,
look at his filmography.
I just don't get why it's so bad.
Here's his filmography, okay? Everything up to... Like, we even clicked Reign of Fire because that had Christian Bale and had Madden McConaughey in it. We were like, that movie was actually really good. Phantom of the Opera was his first big breakout. And then 300.
Yeah, talk about another guy who could sing and yet never got another role again that he sang.
Agreed.
In.
Also, the lady in Phantom of the Opera is the main lady in Shameless, and she was in The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So, like, her career is great. All right? Mm. So, 300. Gerard Butler, household name. Ripped as can be. Crazy. All right? PSI, and then he started doing, and then he like tried the action thing, and then he just like started doing comedies, romantic comedies, and I think it tanked his career. Like PS, I Love You, The Ugly Truth. Like we clicked on this, we read about it. I don't remember what it is. Yeah, Ugly Truth, romantic comedy. All right, Gamer.
That one's a violent one.
So he's trying to be an action hero.
Yep.
Law-Abiding Citizen, another one.
Another one. Yep. Actiony.
The Bounty Hunter. Oh, this is another romantic comedy.
Yep.
Right there. Okay. And, like, his career's already over. Like, it's done.
Yeah, because we did click on Machine Gun Preacher. Well, YouTube just said Machine Gun Preacher.
It's a classic, this one?
I thought we looked at it and it got a really poor review.
Made $3.3 million.
Wow, and the budget.
On a $30 million budget, it made $3.3 million.
Oh, my God.
So it may be good. But it's dead.
Okay.
Oh, he's kidding. All right. That's 29%.
That is probably the worst return I've seen from a movie's budget.
That's really bad. That's really bad.
How that movie even got $30 million. It's shocking.
Well, I think that goes to show that it's still Gerard Butler, yeah. Right? And then let's see. Chasing Mavericks, the next one, $20 million. $8.3 million return.
God damn.
Playing for Keeps. It's another romantic comedy. Like, oh, doesn't even look like Gerard Butler. Like, what is this face?
I don't know. He's just got the accent, maybe.
Like, is that even him?
Yeah. He's just got the accent. He's got Uma Thurman. Jessica Biel. Dennis Quaid. What the fuck?
Okay. So this one did $35 million, $24 million. Still hasn't made back budget. Which one did you like? Law Abiding Citizen?
Yeah.
This one right here?
This had Jamie Foxx in it.
Okay, this one had Jamie Foxx
in
it.
There you go. There's success.
That one made some money.
There's a success.
That one made money. Also, he's not the star of that movie.
Yeah, he is. It's a split.
Okay, Olympus Has Fallen. All right, this movie is bad. Okay?
I'm sure it made its money.
Made its money. $100 million, $170 off of $70. The Law Abiding Citizen video games on PS2?
Wow.
I haven't seen Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid was in A Dog's Purpose, I think, recently. I think that's what he's in. He's in, like, kids' movies now.
Yeah.
I think that's what he is. And then How to Train Your Dragon 2 doesn't count.
Nope.
Doesn't count. It's an animated movie. It's ensemble. Then Gods of Egypt came out. This movie was notorious for not being good. $140 million, made $150. Barely made its money back.
Yeah, barely. I doubt it.
And then London Has Fallen, which I can't believe anyone saw.
It got more money.
Never underestimate the idiots, dude.
More money.
And then A Family Man, which I've never even heard of. It made $0. It didn't even launch it. That's why I've never heard of it.
What is it?
It's got to be like a. It's got to be like
the
a
cast. Go up. I saw Nicolas Cage. Hold on. Go back up.
Gretchen Moy.
No.
Michelle Axelrod. Willem Dafoe. Allison Brie.
What? Where did I see Nicolas Cage?
No, Nicolas Cartlier.
Sorry, I saw Nicolas. I went straight for my Cage guy.
So was it not? It was never released in America. It must be straight to DVD.
Weird.
That is very weird, isn't it?
Willem Dafoe.
A Geostorm. All right, now we're at this one. This one had 120 million. It made its money, dude.
Wow. That's got to be international.
Who is watching these movies?
I mean, I watched it, but I didn't pay for it.
Well, thank you for doing your job as an American.
It was surprisingly not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, it made $175 million in other territories.
Yeah.
It made $33 million in the United States and Canada. So,
it's still better than 3.3.
God. Hunter Killer. This is upcoming. This one hasn't even come out yet. Billy Bob Thornton, Gary Oldman, William Dafoe, and Colin.
Gary Oldman, really?
Feel bad for
okay,
Gary.
Okay, no.
And then
he
Den of Thieves.
Might be going
this
down
is the movie
too.
I was talking about.
Which one's this one?
Den of Thieves. One with 50 Cent.
Great.
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Wow. Oh, and his son, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Isn't that Ice Cube's son?
Is that?
Yeah, that looks like Ice Cube.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, better known, he is to O'Shea Jackson Sr., better known as Ice Cube.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Ice Cube's son. Yeah, that's not going to be good either.
Yeah.
So we all have, this picture of Gerard Butler as being, this Hollywood star, and, maybe 20% of his movies have made a profit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who keeps giving him jobs.
Dude, he's a good looking.
He just has the worst agent.
Irish, Scottish.
That's got to be it. His agent has got to be terrible.
Right.
Giving him the worst movies.
Or giving him the worst movies with a whole lot of budget for his paycheck.
I don't imagine. There's a movie about the Washington Post coming out in the middle of January that has Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, and Steven Spielberg directing. That movie will make $6, and I'm sure its budget was enough to pay those people.
Yeah.
He's got the worst agent.
That's true.
I can't imagine it, dude.
Yep.
There's just no reason that Justin Timberlake should have a better film career than Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That just doesn't make sense to me.
That's a good example, yeah.
But, whatever. We don't make the rules. We just talk about them.
Yeah, so. Who knows how Hollywood works, man?
I don't.
Nope.
I certainly don't. But anyways, guys, that is it for us tonight. Thank you so much for watching. We are the Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth, and he's Colby. We do our show twice a week. All right, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and the second time on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you want to watch them not live but still see our faces, go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby. That's where the on-demand videos are. And you can also listen to the audio version if you prefer anywhere you are. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and a plain Jane RSS feed at sethandcolby.com. The links are there. If you want to support the show, there are a few ways to do it. Number one, go to twitch.tv/Seth and Colby and click the follow button. We much appreciate it. It's totally free, and it does help the show. If you want to support us monetarily, you can subscribe. It's $4.99 a month. You get a Porg Hype emote, and it supports the show. You can also donate money by clicking the donate button or typing !donate into chat and clicking the link and giving us money. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's 100% free, and Colby posts memes there every day, every hour of every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelming the amount of memes he's posting to our Twitter. So go check that out, twitter.com/SethandColby. And we will see you guys on Sunday.
Sunday, New Year's Eve, what up?
Oh, yeah, it is New Year's Eve.
What up? New Year's Eve 2018 is going to be the best year.
Yeah, I bet. It can't be worse.
No.
That's not true.
That's not true.
In fact, the worst...
Nuclear war.
Yeah, the worst is pretty scary, to be honest with you.
Yeah, let's not...
Yeah.
Let's not focus on
2018, yay! Anyway, guys, we'll see you guys on Sunday. Have a great one. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.